That's the Blue Peter spirit. You know what? You'd have earned a Blue Peter badge for that, Janet. Janet, what a pleasure to speak to you. Thank you very much. One of the stars of Blue Peter, celebrating their 60th anniversary later this year, voted in the Radio Times poll the best children's TV show of all time, and quite rightly too. Janet, thank you very much for talking to us. Now joined in the studio by John Holmes. I tell you what, if you have a Blue Peter badge as well, I am going to cry.
I do.
And you're kidding me!
I do
literally
have a Blue Peter badge.
Literally everyone I've spoken to today has got a Blue Peter badge.
Yeah, I have
what
a Blue Peter.
What did you get yours for?
Writing a limerick.
Oh, good Lord. And was it clean?
No, not really.
But even at the age of 8, you wrote a dirty limerick.
I did, yeah. And I still got a Blue Peter badge for it. It was about Petra. Do you remember Petra the dog?
Yes.
That died? Yeah.
What do you mean? What do you mean, do I remember Petra?
Blue Peter, though, I mean, this is an interesting poll, isn't it? First of all, it's a poll basically conducted amongst people who used to work on Blue Peter, it seems to me.
And well, no, mainly. So it's mainly a lot of people who, like me, were children in the sort of late 70s and early 80s.
But they're all people. I don't really care what Biddy Baxter thinks that Blue Peter, because she's the editor of Blue Peter or what. So I would rather know what the public.
Okay.
Was clearly the best children's programme.
I loved His Was, but I know Blue Peter's still got a
the odd
greater place in my
heart. Episode of Blue Peter, yes, but not overall. But His Was,
you're
overall.
Rent-A-Ghost
was better than
Blue
Peter.
You're a bit more of an anarchist than me.
Well, I don't know about that. They were all good. Play Away, consistently brilliant. It really doesn't matter.
I'm going to spend the afternoon on YouTube.
I know, that's it. That's what he's made us all want to do, which is no bad thing.
I'm going to, using some bottle tops and some sticky back plastic, I'm going to make me own Blue Peter badge because no one will give me one.
No.
John, what's happening on your show?
Well, we are going to be talking about Toby Young, of course, the latest resignation from some sort of government thing. It's just becoming very fashionable at the moment to quit, I think. So we're going to be talking about that. What else are we going to be doing? We're going to be playing a game of Snowflake Buckaroo.
Excellent. Which is basically what the Toby Young appointment was.
More or less, yeah. So There's loads of stuff coming up.
Brilliant. That's on John's show coming up from 1 o'clock. I'll be back 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio with the sun holes from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm calling about your application to us with the National Lottery Awards for All. And I am actually calling with some great news. I can confirm that we'd like to offer you a grant.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Sarah helps young people with learning disabilities through education and training programmes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
And you have no idea what a difference this will make to our organisation. Oh, my God, I may cry.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Philip Schofield's a man of his word. Wouldn't you say, Phil?
I try to be...
Well, I think you are. And at WeBuyAnyCar.com, we try to be the same. When we say we'll buy your car, we will. And with cash in the bank, you could get a better deal on your next car.
Yeah! That's incredible!
Good lad, Phil. That means a lot. Enter your edge now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. So quick, so simple, so Schofield.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade-quality building products. In January, we've got an 8.3 square metre roll of Earthwall 100mm loft insulation for only £9.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Ever crossed your fingers and searched online for a local tradesperson? And if they turned up, fixed the problem, and didn't let you down, what a hero. Well, now you can uncross your fingers, because localheroes.com has taken the look out of finding a tradesperson. There's no call-out charge, and all work comes with a 12-month British Gas guarantee. So, whatever the job, there's a local hero for that. localheroes.com.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 1 o'clock and a very good afternoon to you. I believe it's a Tuesday one. And look, here's Sandy with the latest news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, raids target human traffickers. The PM chairs her first New Look cabinet meeting and British talent strong showing at the BAFTA nominations.
Talk Radio.
At least 8 men have been arrested after several raids aimed at tackling sex trafficking. About 150 officers targeted properties in Stockton-on-Tees and Sheffield this morning. The men are being held on suspicion of conspiracy to rape, trafficking, blackmail and drug offences. Theresa May is continuing her reshuffle with changes to junior ministers today. Mark Carney has lost his job as International Trade Minister. He'd previously admitted asking an aide to buy sex toys. Joe Johnson's moved from universities to transport, but most of the top team has stayed put. Labour's Lucy Powell thinks the reshuffle, on the whole, has been lacklustre.
The big problem with this reshuffle is that they overbriefed it and then it's been under-delivered. But I think there are much bigger problems facing the country, quite honestly, than, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on a sinking Titanic.
Well, in the wake of that reshuffle, the code of conduct governing the standards expected from government ministers has been rewritten. The revision covers inappropriate bullying or harassing behaviour and the requirement to report overseas meetings. H&M has stopped selling a hoodie featured in an advert that's led the firm to be accused of racism. In it, a black child model is seen wearing the garment, which has the, quote, coolest monkey in the jungle on it. Singer The Weeknd since announced he stopped working with the fashion brand, which has apologised. Alan Stevens is a reputation specialist.
It's what I call a SPIM moment, smart person in meeting. Somebody said it was a good idea, nobody felt it was a good idea to disagree, and that went all the way up through the organisation, SPIM, 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 and all of a sudden it appears on billboards and it appears online. Absolutely crazy thing to do.
And The Shape of Water is leading the BAFTA nominations. The film about a woman who falls in love with a sea creature is up for 12 prizes at next month's ceremony. 4 out of the 5 Best Actor nominations are for British performers.
It does beg a belief, doesn't it, that something that you know, in this culture anyway,
you know
that's going to cause offence. You know that's going to be construed as racist, having that hoodie top with that written on it, on a black kid, on a billboard, right? And as that man was saying there, it's like, how did that... At what point did nobody...
Defies explanation, doesn't it?
Did they not... Did someone not go, this could be an... No?
But it's not just one person, is it? That will have gone through a whole chain of people. They would have been the idea, then they'd have gone to the manufacturer to manufacture it, then they'd have gone for the casting to shoot the ad.
Yes, exactly. And also, the kid, I don't know how old the child was, but certainly sort of quite young. So there's going to be chaperones involved in that. Presumably, I don't know the kid's, you know, status or anything. I don't know who he is, the child model. But presumably, you know, he's got an agent around him and people with all this, you know, parents and so, who are going, that's a nice picture. Hang on, should someone have said something?
It's not so much SPIM as other abbreviations we could all think of.
Yeah,
but probably
better
can't not repeat
on
right
the radio. That's absolutely right. Interesting. Good. All right. Hi, Sandy.
Hello.
You with us again?
Yeah,
I am. Very good, isn't
it? Still
you had so much fun yesterday.
I did. But I'm getting very excited about the special features today.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're all on the way.
I'm all ready.
There
for
you
it.
Go. That's right. Well, Headline Hijack's one of them, of course. Yeah. You know that. Bonus news at 3:30. Today, everything in the world of vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
But, of course, weather. We have to take the weather from you because, you know, it would be rude not to.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I hate to disappoint. It's not very exciting, the weather. It's cloudy, grey, bit of drizzle, and it's feeling cold.
You're absolutely right. That was quite boring. Who is it, Pete Abbott again today?
No, it's Ian Williams today.
Ian Williams with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to click and collect online. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. Arsene Wenger says Arsenal are yet to receive any offers for Alexis Sanchez. With the Chile forward out of contract in the summer and reportedly a target for Manchester City. With the uncertainty surrounding Sanchez, Wenger thinks his teammates are coping well.
To be professional is, in fact, to perform no matter what the environment is. That's why I believe that there's not a big influence on your performance nor on the performance of the team. It's part of our job.
After being sacked at the weekend, Mark Hughes has backed Stoke to avoid relegation. He's released a statement thanking the club and fans for their support. ECB chairman Colin Graves has promised a lot of soul-searching but no witch hunt after England's thumping in the Ashes. Head coach Trevor Bayliss has already said he'll stand down after the next home Ashes series in September 2019. And the team heading to Pyeongchang for next month's Winter Olympics have been set a target of achieving Great Britain's biggest ever medal haul of between 4 and 10 medals. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Wasn't it, though? Oh, the power. Oh, the power of TalkSport. You wouldn't quite believe it. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so what we got to do? Oh, that's right, a Tuesday. Welcome along.
Talk Radio.
At Tesco Mobile, we've got some amazing six-month half-price winter deals to warm you up. For only £5 a month, you can get a SIM-only deal with 1 gigabyte of data, 500 minutes and 5,000 texts. Or for £8.25 a month, treat yourself to a whopping 6 gigabytes of data with 3,000 minutes and 5,000 texts. Pop in store or go online. Smile. You're on Tesco Mobile.
12-month contract, half price in months 2 to 7 only, ends January 28th. Standard UK numbers and EU roaming. Charges and terms at tescomobile.com.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
On the John Holmes Show.
Good afternoon. I put some Christmas lights in a tree. Now, so what? Everyone's done that. And a lot of people doing it, so there's strength in numbers where Mark lives, but...
My hands got really cold.
Did they? If we shelved shelves...
Or the inane introspective dribblings of...
Age of Aquarius. Japanese poetry. No, waves.
I've been Katrina and the...
Yes. What time does it get dark now? That'll be fascinating as well.
Not like in Pound Saver.
I like their attitude. I think it's fine.
I think Gene isn't doing Dry January.
Toby Gillis
rubbing himself up and down one of the missiles and rolled it shouting, yee-haw.
He wanted some cauliflower cheese for tea and we said no.
Chasing freedom. Okay, here we go then.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, a very good afternoon to you then. And once again, we welcome you warmly to 3 hours. Count them, not one, not two, not four, but 3 hours of radio broadcasting quite like no other. You want generic wall-to-wall phone-ins of randoms shouting, "No Brexit!" or "Yes Brexit!" down the phone pipes, or saying, "Bloody immigrants lying around all dead by the A16 in Calais." Or, yeah, the thing about foreigners, right? The thing about foreigners or Europe or Tories or Labour or UKIP or whatever, yeah. Anyway, all the people shouting that down the phone. Or back-to-back generic identikit interviews where someone goes, "Well, I have this opinion." And the host goes, "Well, I have this opposing opinion. So let's dance around for a bit to fill time." Anyway, if that's your idea of afternoon radio, then this really isn't for you. You can get that stuff anywhere. You can get that stuff on 5 Live if you want it. You can get it on LBC. But here's where we like to mix things up a bit. News-led entertainment. That is our brief. Although, to be fair, Toby Young is the news today, and his tweeting is quite entertaining, isn't it? Who knew a man could be so fascinated by breasts as Toby Young? Who knew that? Absolutely, but then, you know, not keeping that in his head. I mean, actually sort of saying it out loud. I mean,
that's the line he's crossed.
It really is. I mean, it's fair to say if you are fascinated by breasts or by anything like that, keep it fine. I mean, fight the human nature. Keep it, don't necessarily put it on Twitter every time Claudia Winkleman comes on the telly. Don't do that. He's now resigned, of course, Toby Young, from his new post on the board of the university regulator. Wrote in his resignation on his blog that his appointment had become a distraction. Oh, he didn't finish that sentence because he was distracted by some boobs. Yeah. In other resignation news, of course, Justine Greening quit the cabinet yesterday, turning down a new role of Work and Pensions Secretary in the reshuffle. Northern Ireland Minister James Brokenshire stepped down from his role to spend more time with his lung. The good news is that the prognosis of that, which is a lesion on his lung, I think that was the news yesterday, is good. It is a crucial time for Ireland, though, and he said that he would have to take too much time off to recover in order to do the job properly, so we know that's happened. More reshuffling today, of course. Keep you up to date as it continues. Welcome, though. Here we are, Talk Radio in the afternoon. Oh, and I should say we will be talking to Gordon Marsden, the Shadow Higher Education Minister, about Toby Young on the programme quite shortly. Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4 o'clock. I am John Holmes, and yes, we're all over your Tuesday afternoon like Aussie flu, which, of course, is a killer flu, according to the more alarmist tabloids. The killer flu, the Aussie flu from Australia. It's come from Australia to get you. Which is fair enough, isn't it? Because it was only a matter of time before they got us back for all those criminals we sent them in the 1800s. They sent us the Aussie flu and Craig McLaughlin from Neighbours. And if you don't know why he's in the news, I suggest Googling that. I'm not doing all the work for you. So anyway, welcome. Look, welcome and hello. Let's see what Tuesday's going to bring us, shall we? The headline hijack is very much on the way. That works like this. You make up a news story. Just send it to us. All you need is a couple of sentences. A paragraph at most. Lob it over this way and you could hear it being said out loud by the legendary news broadcaster Sandy War at 2 o'clock in the actual news. Your words broadcast to the nation as fact. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will be going through the papers today as well. Of course we will. We're a radio programme. What do you ruddy expect us to do? But we'll be doing it with a different diversity. A different one to yesterday. There's a different diversity comes in here every day and goes through the papers. That makes us, and I think so far unrewarded, and I don't think that's fair. We are the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting because of this feature. Does anyone give us credit for it? No, seems not. But anyway, Samir is with us today going through the papers. Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us. He was supposed to be here yesterday, was otherwise indisposed, but he's going to be joining us today. Professor Stephen Hawking on the show. To tell us a joke. We have work experience punditry. Our work experience will be going through new music for us as we glide into 2018 musically. Who's coming in today? Who's coming in today? Who's coming in today?
Theo.
Theo's coming in today. To review the music. There's the big debate at 3 o'clock. We will be helping somebody with a hope and a dream. It's something we like to do. If you have a Kickstarter idea, that kind of thing, and you wish to beg for the public coin to fund it all, then this is the show for you. Come on air, tell us about your Kickstarter project. It's our way of giving your Kickstarter a kick up the arse. There is a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the programme today. If you are familiar with the game Buckaroo, involving the plastic donkey, you hang tools on the donkey. The donkey, of course, then kicks the tools off. It's like that, but instead of a donkey, it's a millennial snowflake. And instead of tools, it's trigger phrases. Once the millennial kicks off the trigger phrases, because it panics, it runs to its safe space. Two contestants, one millennial. Snowflake Buckaroo later. We will be talking Toby Young. We're going to be talking North Korea and the Winter Olympics. We'll be taking your thoughts and reactions. Again, the number 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
All of the news and current affairs as well, analysed as it should be, rightly, through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's the news in haikus. So there's plenty to come then. Who's on the programme today? Who's working on the programme today? Well, let's have a look. It's assistant producer Chloe who's producing today. Hi, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Katie's on the buttons. Hello, Katie.
Hello.
Hi there. Sandy's got the news. Cornelius. Hi, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there.
May I be the first to wish you a National Static Electricity Day.
Great. Is that why you're growing a beard? So in order to electrocute people who stand too close to you with fuzzy static?
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why are you growing a beard, by the way?
Just laziness.
Okay. That's what I figured.
Do you like it?
No, not really. You look like a child who's trying to grow a beard. Right, so it's Talk Radio. We have to start with some music. How do we get to the big story? How? Well, with the music I just mentioned, of course. But there are clues within the music as to what the big story is going to be. See if you can figure out the link between the big story and this.
Summertime and we ain't going anywhere.
All right. So then, how does that link to today's big story? It is the noise of bowling for soup on Talk Radio in the afternoon.
We're only young and we don't care if we get old and lose our hair. Right now, the best night of our lives.
It is called Only Young. You're listening to it on Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. So, Con, you've been trying to figure out how it links to today's big story. What do you think? What do you think? What's the link between the song and the story? It's lunchtime's quiz, where you can play along at home or wherever you are.
Is it the breaking news that the FA, the English FA, are to use the Rooney Rule for England roles? To increase BAME positions.
What is the Rooney?
Introduce new whistle.
What is the Rooney Rule?
I don't know.
Okay. What's Wayne Rooney got to do with BAME?
I don't know, because he's not
BAME.
BAME, is he?
No.
Maybe he counts as a minority because he's so ugly.
That could be it. I'm going to tell you.
Go on.
It's called Only Young. It's Toby Young.
Oh, of course.
Because only, it's Toby Young, you and I. So you're like, Only Young.
You should have got them to sing that.
It's Toby Young. Right, that's what we're going to be talking about next. We're going to talk about it with Gordon Marsden. He, of course, is the Shadow Higher Education Minister, MP for Blackpool South. He's going to be talking to us about this whole controversial Toby Young malarkey. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Greetings, Zen listener. It's January, and that means sales. Put out the incense and stop aligning your chakras. There's dynamite deals to be had. Like these discount foam rollers you'll use once before shoving under the bed.
Well, no more. With the O2 Stuff You Actually Want sale, you can get the tech you really want with savings you'll love. Visit o2.co.uk. Limited time only. O2. More for you.
Offer ends 7th of February, subject to availability. Terms apply.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mum, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone listening? Finally, you're hearing me. Being heard has never been easy for me. I was sexually abused as a child and in the past have been let down by organisations I trusted. That's why the Truth Project was set up. It's part of the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, which aims to give me the opportunity to share my experience confidentially and without judgement. Because getting a better picture of the past will help build a safer place for children in the future.
If you were sexually abused as a child, visit truthproject.org.uk.
It's here. It's one of over 1,000 great used vans, and it could be yours.
What's that coming over the hill, Van Monster? Van Monster!
Van Monster has a huge choice of used vans across the UK, all with 6 months warranty and flexible finance options too, like these 2014 Mercedes Sprinters from under £11,500 plus 20% VAT. Find your next van right now at vanmonster.com. Representative 13.9% APR.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World at cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is heavy southbound between junction 16 for crew and the Keel services because of a breakdown which is blocking one of the lanes. A couple of problems in the West Midlands. The M42 is slow moving southbound between junction 5 for Solihull and 4 at Shirley because of an accident. And the M5 is slow moving as well southbound between junction 1 for West Bromwich and junction 2 at Oldbury after a van broke down. That's causing queues back towards the M6. On the trains, East Midlands trains have delays of up to half an hour between Chesterfield and Nottingham, and that's after a points failure. I'm Alan Joyce.
Where has she gone? Has he taken her and you've no idea where she is? What I did was right. I did the right thing by a little girl who deserved to know where she came from.
Kiri, brand new drama starring Sarah Lancashire, starts tomorrow at 9 on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And we'll be talking about today's big story, of course. So the question then, Toby or not Toby? That is the question. The answer, of course, is not Toby. As it turns out, Toby Young, the controversial columnist, has resigned from his newly appointed post of, if his critics are to be believed, chief git of the government's new university regulator. Now, his track record of being passionate about the education of young people isn't necessarily in doubt, but his track record of unpalatable tweets and outspoken opinions, certainly in this day and age of trial by social media, certainly is. He's expressed some views, sometimes for coin, sometimes just to be controversial, presumably, that have, since his appointment, been dragged through the press, and the Twitterati have, in his words, made the whole thing a distraction. Most, of course, think he was right to quit, but does it send a signal that anyone with a point of view that displeases, I suppose, the left-wing mainstream, for argument's sake, will be, because they have thoughts that a vocal majority deem unthinkable, does it render them unemployable? Will the silencing of their viewpoints just lead to a world in which everybody must think the right thoughts, in inverted commas, lest they be punished for it? On the line, Gordon Marsden, very pleased to have him on. Shadow Higher Education Minister, of course, MP for Blackpool South. Gordon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Thank you for joining us. So, look, I mean, the first question, I suppose, is this the right thing for him to do?
I think it was absolutely the right thing for him to do. It was the thing that was absolutely overdue, and which the Joe Johnson, who was until today the university yes. minister, caught it in the net for defending him like a limpet yesterday. But actually, this isn't just about Toby Young, what's been going on with the OFS. It's also the fact that that there's nobody on the OFS who's actually from the staff, the NUS or the FE sector. So I think that's one of the things, the broader issue. And this, you know, this is at a time when we've got a university body that needs to be responsive to the needs of universities after Brexit, tens of thousands of students. Now, over and beyond that, the question is, why was he appointed in the first place? Hmm. What was the process?
Well, presumably there was a process thought was that he brought something to the table that was deemed necessary, i.e. a diverse opinion of whatever nature. Was that possibly a thought?
But the thing is that there is supposed to be a proper process, an independent process of government, which decides what the background of people are on the back of what they've said and what they've done, the so-called seven principles of public life. These aren't new. These go back to 1995. They were introduced by a Tory government at the time. And the judgment, I think, is, you know, there's been a lot of stuff talked about the Twitterati, but it's not just the Twitterati. I mean, four Tory Select Committee chairs and former ministers yesterday afternoon, and I was in the chamber listening to the question that Joe Johnson had to answer, yeah. criticised Toby Young very, very strongly and said he had to go. Robert Halfen, who was until recently Johnson's mate in DfE, said, didn't talk about the Twitter. He talked about the article in 2015 where Toby Young had talked about progressive eugenics and the things he said about the disabled and the working classes. So if women are feeling particularly miffed by this, it wasn't just women that he went after. It was all these other groups of people as well. And you know, as an individual, he's entitled to say whatever he likes, but up to a point. But if government is going to put him in that position then why were these issues not addressed when he was put on the board?
So are you thinking is then that and I've heard other quotes this morning say there are sort of two Toby Youngs. And one of the Toby Youngs was looked at in terms of his background in education, and the other Toby Young was sort of forgotten about or ignored.
Well, I think there are serious questions as to. The guy deleted. I think the figure was something like 40,000 tweets.
What's the
last
figure?
Week.
Yes.
I don't know what was happening to his fingers at the end of that. Perhaps he had a team of people doing it. But there we are. But the fact of the matter is, this wasn't something that was, you know, hidden away. Any Department of Education civil servant or any minister, and after all, at the end of the day, Joe Johnson had to have his name on the bottom of this, should have said, well, what do we know about what Toby's been writing recently, whatever it was?
Yeah.
And the idea that either didn't go to the committee, or the idea that it went to the committee and they said, oh yeah, that's fine, that's really worrying in itself.
Would they have gone, though, if they had been aware of it, would they have gone, I mean, I play devil's advocate, but would they have sort of said, oh, look, he's a controversial columnist, he's paid to have those opinions anyway. You know, it's like these people who are controversial for controversial's sake and because they get paid to be. And so it's part of their job, it's part of their remit, but actually does it really have any bearing on what he would bring to the job he was given?
Unless you want him to be a sort of Jekyll and Hyde, between his day-to-day column and everything else, then you can't occupy that position. But more importantly, as I say, there are principles in public life. They're supposed to be non-controversial, they're non-partisan, they've been there for over 20 years. And what was significant about yesterday in Parliament, as I say, it wasn't a party. I mean, obviously, my party has opposed him very vigorously. I've opposed him for a whole range of reasons, not just simply about what he's tweeted, but for what he represents. Incidentally, many of us don't think that his record in education has been that great. I mean, he's running a new schools network where he's had, in one of his schools, four heads in 6 years, so we might like to think about that. But the fact of the matter is, if you are going to go through a process and there are rules in the process, and those rules are blatantly ignored, something has gone very, very dramatically wrong, and that needs to be looked at.
And the other question, I suppose, with universities in mind, is there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the behaviour of students in terms of this whole safe space business and no platforming and shutting down debate. And a voice like Toby Young's, like him or not, would presumably be there to challenge those views anyway, coming from that right wing.
Well, if it was as straightforward as Toby Young and one or two of his mates might suggest. But the truth of the matter is that it's not a question of not having free speech or not having a safe spaces. There has to be free speech, and we would defend this to the ultimate. There has to be free speech and the ability to be controversial. But where the line is stepped over, and again, we have laws about this, and people are coming who are going to say things that are, step over the line, then you've got to consider whether those people should be invited in the first place. And I think that universities on the whole are probably, but they need to do it properly, they're probably the best people to judge that along with their student bodies. I don't think it's very easy for government to micromanage it, or for that matter to say, oh yes, well, everyone should just be allowed to say what they are.
So are you saying then, Gordon, that the move at the moment to threaten universities, but to tell universities that they need to get their sort of student houses in order because no platforming is unreasonable? Are you saying that no platforming is reasonable?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that things have to be judged on a case-by-case basis.
But are students the best people to do that? I mean, because many would argue that they're not.
Well, that's why I've used my words carefully. I said a considered view by the university authorities with input from the student unions. And I think that's what one needs to do. And the problem with people like Toby Young, and as you say, he's a great controversialist. He can be a great controversialist, but you can't be a great controversialist for the sake of being controversialist, and then make a positive contribution to an office for students, which is supposed to represent students and the whole of the sector.
Would it be fair for, because we talk about the universities in conjunction with the student unions, but as we've been hearing, the students' unions, in terms of their power, you know, the universities are a little bit frightened of them in term, because that's where their money comes from now. It's where their fees come from. So, you know, it's they're not going to start shutting students down because students are going to retaliate by not giving them any money.
Well, I mean, students and student unions are not necessarily the same things, and they're not quite the sort of, it's not as if they're standing at the door with the Jews and saying, if you don't do this, they'll be cut off. That's not how it works, and that goes through, you know, the funding mechanisms and everything else. No, it's right that a range of opinions should be taken into account, but I would have thought that people like Toby Young, who under other circumstances, and people like Joe Johnson, who under other circumstances believe in the process of independence of universities from government, would be a bit chary about the idea that these things ought to be looked at and legislated on, which is what Joe Johnson was suggesting right up to today when he was moved aside.
And just on a very quick final point, we're talking about, you know, things people may have done, supported, said in the past. There has been talk today about, you know, your leader, your glorious leader's past in terms of supporting, you know, the IRA support, Hamas support, that kind of thing. And you know, and people saying, well, actually, should people be judged on some tweets about people's boobs when the Labour leader, you know, has a history of supporting these groups that other people would find unpalatable? Where do we draw the line there?
Well, they would. Some of these people would say that, wouldn't they? But the truth of the matter is that actually what we're talking about today is what is Toby Young and his suitability for this position. And what I'm saying is that chapter and verse talked about, not just by the Labour Party, but talked about by a whole succession of Tory MPs, and that yesterday. Those are the issues, and that's why.
But that's not answering the question, though, is it? That's not answering the Corbyn question.
It is answering the question, because you asked me onto the programme to talk about Toby Young and everything else, and
but it's about what people have said in the past, isn't it? That does apply to Jeremy.
Yeah, but everybody has to make judgments about what people have said in the past and what is being said now. And what was being said by Toby Young right up to the time of his appointment has been all of a piece with the various things in relation to LGBT, disabled people and women and working class that he's been saying. I mean, the one thing you do have to say about Toby Young is that he has been consistent, but that consistency should never have got him anywhere near being a member of the board of the Office for Students.
All right. If the mob was the other side, though, would Jeremy Corbyn have to delete his history?
No, because the mob isn't the other side, and as I've pointed out, this isn't simply a Labour versus Tory issue. There are many people in the Tory party, many women, but not just women, many members of Parliament who felt deeply offended and deeply worried by what Toby Young said. So his attempt to wrap himself in a cloak as some sort of martyr because he's been a Tory supporter doesn't cut much ice.
Gordon, thank you very much for joining us. Gordon Marsden there, Shadow Higher Education Minister, MP for Blackpool South, talking to us on Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come, of course, today's edition of Headline Hijack. We'll be going through the papers with the diversity paper review, but time's just getting on. After 1:30, here's Sandy with the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. 9 people have been arrested in a series of raids targeting human traffickers. About 150 police officers have been involved in simultaneous raids in Stockton-on-Tees and Sheffield. The Code of Conduct governing standards expected from government ministers has been rewritten. It follows a series of scandals which saw Damien Green, Sir Michael Fallon and Priti Patel leave their jobs in the Cabinet. The revision covers inappropriate bullying or harassing behaviour and the requirement to report overseas meetings. Well, the ministerial shakeout's been continuing. Some of the more junior posts being settled, but after the saga of the incorrect tweets and some ministers refusing to move, even former Tory leader Ian Duncan Smith admits it could have been handled better.
The intention was to have a very big ministerial shake-up, which will happen over the next 24 hours now. I think, on balance, a little review of the way this was handled earlier, before the reshuffle, was probably the important element.
Detectives investigating the murder of a shopkeeper after he refused to sell cigarette papers to a group of young people are hunting two teenagers. 49-year-old Vijay Patel died after he was attacked in Mill Hill in North London on Saturday. A 16-year-old's already been arrested. North and South Korea have agreed to hold military talks after their first meeting in 2 years. Officials from both sides of the border have issued a joint statement in which it's thought they've decided to resolve problems through negotiations. Seoul's also confirmed the North's delegation will attend the Winter Olympics in the South next month. On that note, the Team GB athletes heading for the Games have been given their medal target. They're aiming for 5 medals. That would be the best ever performance at a Winter Games. The weather, mostly dry, cloudy. Best of the brightness will be for Western Scotland. More news in half an hour.
Thank you very much, Sandy. Sandy is with us, of course, in 25 minutes for more news, as she said. And you can be part of that news. Would you like your words to come out of Sandy? Would you? Then send us your words hither and also thither, because that is the headline hijack. Couple of sentences of made-up news. We'll get through some in a moment. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word
Talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Don't miss the show that everyone else is talking about. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We're going to do this all week, right?
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
When you said it, I immediately said,
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So welcome. Right, newspapers on the way. That's what we're going to be going through with Samir, who is here. He is one of our diversities, and he's going to box tick his way through the newspapers very shortly indeed, making us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. But before all of that, there's the small matter of lies and those that tell them in the news. That's right. Donald Trump has organised, of course, some fake media, fake news awards, which I think is supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah,
is that
that's
right?
That's what he said on Twitter.
Do we know the format of this? Is it like the Golden Globes or something? What's he? Or is
no.
he just going to sort of tweet out some people he just thinks have made stuff up about
it? We're expecting it to be a series of tweets, I think.
I thought that might be it, yeah. All right. So anyway, in celebration of all things fake news, you're invited to join in. You know that by now because you're a regular listener, aren't you? Here's what's been coming in so far. Cornelius, what have you got?
This one's from Dave, who says that Toby Young is said to be fine this morning after a protester ran up and slapped a fake nipple on the top of his head. A fake nipple on the top of his head.
Yeah.
The protester told press before she was arrested that it was a protest against Young's misogynistic tweets, and that if he is so obsessed with women's breasts that his head may as well look like one.
I wish that were true. I wish. And then he should have styled it out by keeping it there.
Yeah.
Just sort of walk around with a big rubber nipple on his head. In a first for government, the role of First Secretary of State has been advertised on the government's website in the career section, inviting people to apply. Experience requirements include at least 3 years as an MP, a good plan for Brexit that the government may not have thought of yet, and this is the most important one, a clean internet history. Cornelius, what else do you have?
A headline hijack.
Excellent.
From Terry, who says that as well as Justin Timberlake performing at the halftime show, it's been announced that Liam Gallagher is to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl next month. The former Oasis frontman will sing Star Spangled Banner in his own imitable style.
Imitable?
Why is that word?
Inimitable?
Inimitable.
Yeah, that'll do.
Style. And organisers have said that they really hope that this will help the occasion go down in history. I'm pretty sure it would.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
Oh, say, can't you see? It'd be like that.
Yeah, a bit more.
I don't know the rest of the American national anthem.
By the dawn's early light.
I'm like Donald Trump.
By the dawn's early light. Except you'd have to change light to sunshine. By the dawn's early sunshine. Liam Gallagher there. in the American national anthem. Donald Trump has tweeted that he thinks the whole of the Western world should now take on the American time zone. Now, they've got three, so I think he's gone for the central one, because that seems to be more reasonable. And the technology now exists for countries to adjust natural daylight to suitable times. Many world leaders have disregarded the comment, but Theresa May is considering the change because she says otherwise it could harm a post-Brexit trade deal with the United States. So she's actually willing to go for it. Anyway, more news on the way, obviously. We'd like you to send some in as well, please. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like.
It's
Headline Hijack. It is there to confuse the people not paying attention to this bit of the programme, and somebody's made-up news will be in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. Diversity Paper Review next. Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
Hello, is that John?
Yes, speaking.
I'm phoning with regards to an application from the project Own Goals.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You're waiting to find out whether or not you've got the funding for that. I'm really excited to tell you you've got the money.
John helps homeless people get back in control of their lives through a community football club, thanks to National Lottery Players.
Are you there, John?
Sorry, just get me breath. Oh, my God. Do you know what? This is going to change so many lives. Oh, thank you so much.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
With Pertemps Recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps. The face of recruitment.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Rugby premium cement for only £3.49 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Before you get car finance, check with us. If you want to save some money, check with us. Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Check with us.
Apply now at carfinance247.co.uk for rates from 7% APR. We're a broker regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority, representative 27.4% APR. All circumstances considered.
Car finance 24/7. Car finance 24/7. Get your finance first and then you're good to go.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M6 in Cheshire is heavy southbound between junction 16 for Crewe and the Keele services because of a breakdown which is blocking one of the lanes. The two problems in the West Midlands, the M42 is slow moving southbound between junction 5 for Solihull and 4 at Shirley after an accident earlier on. And a van broke down on the M5 southbound, so that's left delays between junction 1 for West Bromwich and junction 2 at Oldbury. Also in Somerset, the A303 is slow moving westbound between Camel Cross and the Podymore roundabouts, and that's because a fuel tank has broken down. I'm Alan Joyce.
Where's she gone? Has he taken her and you've no idea where she is? What I did was right. I did the right thing by a little girl who deserved to know where she came from.
Kiri, brand new drama starring Sarah Lancashire, starts tomorrow at 9 on Channel 4.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It absolutely is. Good afternoon. Welcome along, quarter to a time. Now, here's the thing. We've already talked about Toby Young, of course. He's resigned, hasn't he, from his position that he got as his critics are saying, chief git of the new government university body. We were just talking there to the shadow education minister about it. He didn't really want to say much about Jeremy Corbyn's support for the IRA or Hamas, did he? He kept spinning it back to Toby Young. Politicians. So there's that in the news, of course. The reshuffle continues. We know the resignations. Justin Greening, of course. Esther McVeigh's now in as work and pensions. BAFTA nominations are out this afternoon. The Shape of Water, which is the new thingy film. What's his name? Guillermo del Toro. He's done a new The Shape of Water. It's not out yet, but it's nominated because, you know, it's very good. What else is in the news today? What else have we seen in the news today? Blue Peter, of course. Blue Peter has been voted the best children's programme ever by former presenters and producers of Blue Peter. if you look down the list of people who voted for this, all of the programmes seemingly in the list are voted for by this panel of experts, who are all the people who worked on those programmes.
I mean, because famously, Blue Peter is no one's favourite kids' TV show.
Not at all. The reason it's fond nostalgia.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, and that's all it is. And I argued the toss of this with Julia Hartley Brewer earlier, who said that she thought Blue Peter was the best children's programme. Tis was. Clearly. It is in the list, but
SMTV Live.
Yeah. Definitely. Very good as well.
Dick and Dom in the Bungalow.
Not as good as Tis was. Poor imitations. But Rent-A-Ghost.
I never saw that.
No, of course you didn't. Yeah. Round the Twist, Chloe. What's Round the Twist, Chloe?
Round the Twist was a drama, an Australian sort of soap sort of action drama. It was great. Had a great theme tune.
Chocky.
Don't know what that is.
The thing with Watch Out, Watch Out, There's a Humphrey About. Jigsaw.
No.
Jim will fix... Oh, no, not that. Anyway, what I'm saying is the news is all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No. Well, it's all right because we're here to help. Because if there's news, there's Japanese poetry just hiding under the surface. And look, it's hiding in plain sight. Here it is. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Damo Green's old job remains vacant. No one wants to sit in that chair.
No. Not after that. Not after him pulling his chair up to his keyboard.
No.
You know, in the parliament there with the... With
that's all we know.
With the adult pornography rumours.
Rumours.
Rumours. Anyway, shall we shall we go through the papers? Oh, yeah. Okay, then. The newspapers, there's plenty of them and there's plenty to go through. But do we do it with any old pundits? No, we do not. Each and every day, we invite a different diversity into the studio to go through the papers for us, and it makes us the most diverse programme in all of broadcasting. Do we get any recognition? No, we don't, though, do we? Thankless is. Yet we persist. Welcome back, Samir.
Hello, John.
How the devil are you?
I'm great.
Very good
How
to see
are you?
You again. Very all right, thank you. Yeah, it's good to see you again. Before Christmas was the last time we saw
yeah,
you.
Yeah, so Happy New Year.
Yeah, can we still say that?
Can we not?
Yeah, we can. You're wearing a Christmas scarf, Samir.
It's not Christmassy, it's wintery.
It's got reindeer on it.
Okay, never mind.
So, reminders of your diversity.
I'm brown.
That's right. So, what have you got in the papers, Samir?
So, I know you've probably been covering this story for about the last couple of days. It's about Theresa May reshuffling her cabinet.
Of course, yeah.
And I'm not going to go into too much detail about that, but all I do want to say is that why does it take 2 days to do that? And also, if you're going to reorganise everything in your cupboard, surely that's going to be really complicated because then you'll forget where the stapler is.
You're exactly right. And I think it's when people at this time of year do have a bit of a spring clean, a clear out. Maybe some presents they don't want necessarily, some things that have been lying around. Well, people do it with their kitchen cupboards at this time of year, don't they? You sort of open it and go, oh, I've got to open that. And the stuff at the back that's past its sell-by and use-by and all the buys. Mm. And you have to throw it all away. Similar thing, I guess, New Year, spring clean. Theresa May and literally cleaning out a cabinet.
Literally, just people putting them in different places.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it doesn't give us much confidence, because if she's struggling to negotiate with her own cabinet members to move around into a different position, what hope is that when we're negotiating with the EU to try and give us an actual deal? This is like someone in government, her own government, saying, oh, can you try in a different job? Or, actually, I no longer want you to be health secretary. And if she's not able to do that, that does not really give us much hope at all.
I've always found it odd. I mean, I know the reasons behind it, of course, because all the minister for whatever department it is, you know, whatever brief they're given, they are a figurehead of that department.
Sure.
Because at the end of the day, the people doing the actual work are the people behind the scenes who don't get shifted around. It's not like... What would be interesting is if all of the people who worked for health, I mean, the whole health department, on one day was doing that, the next day... They're all doing education.
And have, like, no experience at all.
No experience. Just
shifted,
move
yeah.
over there. And then because some would argue that they couldn't make more of a hash of it than the people. Do you know, sort of go, all right, look, fresh eyes. You lot, you've been doing education now for 20 years.
Yeah.
You now do health from tomorrow. Health people, you do pensions. Pensions, do farming. Farming, do...
It's like New Year, New Me. Let's start. Let's do Northern Ireland this time. Let's see how that goes.
So never mind moving the figurehead. Move the people doing the actual work.
Yeah. I don't know. And also, like, which other industry can you, like, tell your boss, no, I want to stay in my job. I'm not going to move from that. And for them to just accept that. I think that's a very...
Well, certainly not this one. So I don't know. I mean, it is odd that it's all done quite... in front of the glare of the media, who are just sitting there going, well, what's going to happen then? And nobody knows.
Yeah.
And then, as you say, it takes 2 days. But that's perhaps because it didn't go quite the way she thought in the first place. I mean, we had a new party chairman for about 25 seconds.
Yeah, there was a mistweet, wasn't there?
According to the Conservative. How do you mistweet that? You know, you've got to write that tweet out.
Well, not even that. There was a graphic made like, on Photoshop.
Exactly. So someone's...
Did they have one for every member of the Tory party?
Is that how it works?
And was his name next to the correct one, or...?
It's all a bit odd, isn't it? But it continued. I mean, the reshuffle, you know, we keep... You met Esther McVeigh now, of course, working pensions. That's a bit weird for her, though, isn't it? Because she only got that because Justin Greening turned it down.
Mm.
So that's a bit of a sort of... oh, you turn it down? Oh, you'll do, then. He's got to be a woman, so you'll do. No, we'll get you. Come on in. I don't know anything about working. Shut up. Get in.
Do you think this will last for the rest of the parliament, or they have another reshuffle next year?
Well, the part of the reshuffle, yes, it's to bring in new blood. Of course it is. It's also to reward people and to punish people. Mm. But it's also to consolidate power. That's the point. If a prime minister can be seen to be moving people into these positions, that she is, you know, sort of player manager, if you like, then she... but it's gone wrong. It hasn't consolidated any power at all.
She hasn't looked very powerful in the last couple of days, so I don't know how long that will last.
Not really had that. Anyway, what else?
So pupils are being charged £5 a week to take their music GCSE.
Right.
And it's ridiculous, isn't it?
I didn't know about this one.
A school has been criticised for making pupils pay to study music at GCSE. It's Bingley Grammar School in West Yorkshire. And essentially, in order to take after-school music classes for their exam, they're asking students to pay for that to cover the cost of two professional musicians brought in to help. And I think that's wrong, because if you're choosing a subject, that, you know, the school should actually have the funds.
Is this because music no longer on the curriculum then, or something?
For GCSE, it's not really that compulsory. It's someone doing
it
as a...
Yeah, it was never on the curriculum, surely.
Well,
as a choice. Oh, yeah, not at GCSE level.
Okay,
later, I suppose.
Yeah, that's when you make your choices. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, I know that's not true, because I had... Maybe it's changed. When I was at school, music was part of the curriculum.
Yeah,
I had
at GCSE level. GCSE is where you make your options, isn't it? So you have to do science, English and maths, and then you choose, like, your DT and...
You probably
German.
Had it in, like, year 7.
Yeah,
before I chose. Yeah, that's probably true.
Well, did you do recorder?
I think everybody has to do the recorder.
So then
it's a rite of
level,
passage, But no, then I did the guitar. I did the guitar for a bit in music, so that was... I was. But you're right, I think pre-options, you're probably
Maybe
right.
You can play for us sometime.
Yeah, well, that would be a mistake. But having the kids pay for it themselves. But the thing is, now, parents have to send money in to pay for just books for things that are on the curriculum.
That's
what parents are asked to do now because of the woeful underfunding of the education.
It is really shocking. They've been telling you, like, art supplies and things that, you know, parents are just being asked to fund for their
school. That's the other thing, is that, you know, with successive governments just sucking the soul out of arts funding, you know, that's important. Creativity is important in kids like that. And, you know, and concentrating on maths and the sciences is all very well for industry and so forth. But you can't start decimating... art and, you know, and creative subjects, which is what they do now.
There's a huge disgust at, like, the arts and stuff. But it's like, okay, well, why don't you try and live for a week without, you know, listening to the radio, watching television, reading a book, you know, engaging in any form of culture? And, you know, people would literally not be able to do it because you'd be, like, bored to death. It's such an important industry with all the different elements of it, and it's a shame that it's not given.
I think Tory
governments
have never liked the arts in that sense, have they? I mean, that's always been a sort of frontline attack on funding. Always gone back to politics again.
But then imagine them if there's no opera or something, you know, like the proms or something.
And she did a great speech yesterday at the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
I'd be happy for there to be no opera.
Yeah. You racist?
No, the opera, the genre of music.
Oh, right.
That's what I meant, because, like, you know, you're saying that Tories... Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Good. I'd be happy with that as well. And jazz. Get rid of jazz. No one wants jazz.
One thing the Tories have brought around in the past few years is grime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's very political heavy grime, and without the Tories, would it have happened? You just don't know.
And isn't it that the new culture secretary is now, like, a fan of grime, which is going to, you know, help them in their position?
Good, well,
pretending he's a fan of grime.
as they do. But get rid of jazz. I mean, do just get rid of jazz. I mean, I'm calling for an end to jazz. If I ever stand for office, the first thing I'll do is ban jazz. Mm. Not Jazz Max, just jazz.
Otherwise, that's the big debate sorted.
Trouble with Damien Green. Yes, okay, what else, Samir?
A prison is going to be hosting school parents' evenings.
What?
So, what?
Yeah, didn't see that coming. A prison is hosting parent-teacher evenings to allow inmates to keep track of their children's progress.
All right.
And it's the success of, you know, events at this privately run jail has actually attracted the attention of the Church of England, which is looking at whether its schools could offer a similar service for prisoners. So, you know, to try and foster that, you know, father-son relationship in some cases, it's...
Or mother-son.
Or mother-son,
or
yeah.
Or father-daughter.
Yeah, or mother daughter.
Yeah, says so father here, but
or
yeah,
however obviously. The child wants
to
identify.
Exactly, yeah, there people, are lots of, people, yeah. people relationships.
Yep. Yeah.
I think it's just a good, you know, a good way to try and.
I thought when you said it at first that the parents of prisoners had to go in for some sort of parents' evening with the warden.
That's what I thought when I first saw it.
So,
yeah.
So, how's he doing? How's she doing?
He made his bed this morning, which is a good start.
He's doing very well.
Yeah.
Got a house point. All right, look, we're out of time, Samir. Oh no. Nice to see you, though. Nice to see you too.
Thanks, Samir. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Good. All right. Well, there we go. That was the papers, wasn't it? With a different diversity each and every day. Reminders of yours.
I'm brown.
Yes, you are. Good. So then, still to come on today's programme. Let's have a look and see, shall we? Professor Stephen Hawking will be joining us. He's here to tell us a joke. Details of why, in case you've never heard him on the show before, very much on the way after 2 o'clock. The big debate is at 3 o'clock. We'll be helping someone with a Kickstarter hope and a dream by giving their Kickstarter project a very radio-based kick in the arse. A game of snowflake buckaroo. Again, details on the way if you don't know what that is. And we are going to be talking about North Korea because they haven't fired a missile. That's not the news. No, what they've done is get a place in the Winter Olympics in South Korea. North Korea in the Olympics. It's a checkered history. We're going to be talking about it very shortly. Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Headline Hijack is coming next. You have been sending us made-up news stories, but only one person can be today's Headline Hijacker. Let's find out who that person is with their made-up lie in the bulletin masquerading as truth.
David.
Where's David from?
Braintree.
I thought he might be. Good old David in Braintree. You are today's Headline Hijacker. Your made-up news story coming out of Sandy War, next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
The football's back.
What a chance! What a goal!
Which can only mean one thing. The Selco Predictor is back. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million.
Plus, in August, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
At Nissan, we've merged
three different offers
to create a bigger one.
The Nissan 321 Go offer.
With a price from £199 per month at 0% APR representative for a new Qashqai.
A promise such as 3 years warranty and RAC roadside assistance.
And a perk, like 2 years servicing. Available on Qashqai and connected with glass roof pack.
Retail customers only.
Nissan Finance. 36 monthly payments. Subject to status over 18s.
10% minimum deposit at £6,975. Optional final payment of £10,866.
Up to 3 years warranty or 60,000 miles. Certain parts and labour only.
At participating dealers.
Offer ends 2nd of April 2018.
T's and C's apply at nissan.co.uk.
Why, hello. It's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite. Much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited, and they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky. Believe in better. Sky network areas and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
I was unaware of the progression opportunities within teaching, but my career has progressed in ways that I never thought possible.
I think it's a great profession to be in if you're ambitious.
I'm already the head of my own department.
It's not just once you're a teacher and that's it.
Even now that I'm head teacher, it doesn't mean that there's nowhere else for me to go.
100% that was the best decision that I made.
I chose to teach.
A career in teaching offers you the opportunity to progress fast. Apply now to train. Search, apply to teach.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
It is as well. Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. Here's Sandy War with the latest news.
Good afternoon. Coming up, simultaneous raids as police target traffickers. Toby Young's quit, but Labour says questions need answering. And who's won the supermarket wars?
Talk Radio.
9 men have been arrested after a series of simultaneous raids aimed at tackling human trafficking for sex. Police say the fact 150 officers were involved in the operation this morning shows how seriously they take it. A junior minister who apologised after asking an aide to buy an adult toy has lost his job. Mark Garnier's gone in Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle. Health Minister Philip Dunn's resigned. Yesterday he talked about there being seats available in hospitals when beds aren't. Labour says the government should explain its handling of the appointment and subsequent resignation of Toby Young from the Board of Universities regulator. He's apologised for things he'd posted online. But Gordon Marsden, the shadow education spokesman, has been telling John here on Talk Radio that should not be the end of it.
As an individual, he's entitled to say whatever he likes up to a point. But if government is going to put him in that position, then why were these issues not addressed when he was put on the board?
The deputy leader of the far-right group Britain First is to go on trial over comments she allegedly made at an anti-terrorism rally. Jada Franson's accused of 2 hate charges relating to a speech in Belfast in August. People in Wales are being asked whether they want a ban on smacking children, following the example of Scotland. Vivian Lang is from the NSPCC in Wales.
All children need clear boundaries and clear rules about how they live their lives. But you don't need to use physical punishment to actually discipline children. The research evidence shows that physical punishment leads to poorer outcomes in childhood and adulthood.
And Tesco's been named the strongest major supermarket in the run-up to Christmas. Latest industry data shows sales rose just over 3%. Its other big 4 rivals, Sainsbury's, Asda and Morrison's, all saw growth of about 2%.
Thank you very much indeed, Sandy. Sandy with us throughout the afternoon, of course, at 3.30 today, bringing you today's edition of Bonus News. That's because the news is only 2 minutes long. We've done the research. Turns out 2 minutes isn't long enough to get everything in that's happening in the world. You have to pick and choose, Sandy, don't you?
I have to be very selective.
Exactly. Yeah. So we like to give it a little bit more time to breathe. Animal, vegetable and mineral, that covers everything off. And today, vegetable news.
Yeah.
So has research commenced?
I mean, digging up the stories, just see what I did there.
Very good, very good. Very good. So I like how you throw yourself into this with gusto.
Well, you have to try.
Most people who have to do it just regard it with disdain. But no, Sandy.
No,
I like that. Right, good. Okay, Sandy with us throughout the afternoon. And here's, it was Ian, wasn't it? It was Ian with the pre-recorded sport. Oh, weather. All right, yeah, all right, fine. I forgot the weather. Here's the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
It's worth the wait.
Yeah.
Not. Cloudy and grey, drizzle later, feeling cold.
Yep, that was worth it. And now here is Ian with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
With Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade goes.
Good afternoon, I'm Ian Williams. Arsene Wenger says Arsenal have had no bids for Alexis Sanchez so far in this transfer window. The back page of this morning's papers suggests Sanchez is even willing to pay out of his own pocket to make a move to Manchester City happen before the summer. Tottenham winger Georges Kevin Nkoudou is set to join Burnley on loan until the end of the season. Mark Hughes says he is proud of what he achieved at Stoke before his sacking on Saturday and has backed the Potters to stay in the Premier League. There'll be no post-Ashes witch hunt, according to the head of the ECB. England head coach Trevor Bayliss says he will stand down after next summer's home Ashes series. And after more than doubling funding given to athletes, UK Sport has set the British team its highest ever medal target for next month's Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang. It wants to see at least 5 medals won in South Korea. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Ian. Don't you think Pyeongchang, by the way, I love it as a word, but it sounds a little bit, doesn't it, like, you know, like when children make that gun noise.
Yeah.
You know when you're playing...
Sound effect of a ricochet.
Yeah.
Pyeongchang!
Like yeah. that. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted your news there, didn't
That's I? That's right. And finally, new laws could be brought in that allow companies to pay staff members who take regular smoking breaks less money than other employees who don't smoke. After criticism, the government has said the savings from paying the smokers less could go to giving the non-smokers more. But many people say they are still not convinced.
Sandy, thank you very much indeed there. Sandy with the news and Ian with the sport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to be talking North and South Korea next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
Change forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty.
So, work experience punditry also on the way. Many radio and TV programmes, of course, have pundits reviewing stuff, don't they? We're no different. Well, except we are, because rather than get a proper one in here, we get the work experience to do it. Now, we tell them it is a leg up into the media industry. That's what we tell them, anyway. To be honest with you, that's an absolute lie. It's just that we don't have to pay them, that's the gist of it. Work experience punditry, reviewing new music on the way. Professor Stephen Hawking joining us on the show shortly as well. The big debate is at 3, we'll be helping a Kickstarter kick a Kickstarter project right up the arse. And there's a game of Snowflake Buckaroo. A lot to come on the programme. Talk Radio in the afternoon.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
So it turns out then, when Kim Jong-un isn't busy firing missiles at the sea, I mean, he must really hate the sea, he keeps on doing it, or feeding his own generals to dogs, or ordering the assassination of relatives, or regretting that haircut, it turns out that he's training athletes. We learned today that North Korea is to send a team to the Winter Olympics, where presumably they'll be scared to lose. To be fair, in the past, North Korea have done well in the Olympics, weightlifting, judo, boxing, for example, of the medals in all of that. But now the luge, the ski jump, the skeleton, the latter being what the athletes will become quite quickly if they do lose on their return and sent to a gulag. But the thing is, North has been in the news, obviously, North and South Korea shaking hands. The North will be sending this delegation to the South for the event in February. Qualifiers, an ice skating duo for a start off. It's Ryum Tae-ok and Kim Yoo-sik, I think are the name. The Torval and Dean of Pyongyang, essentially. Interestingly, today, many commentators in the media are calling the agreement an icebreaker between the two constantly rowing countries, although given the skaters, that's possibly an unfortunate term. But anyway. So, the country that seemingly wants to blow us all up will be taking the battle to the sporting front. What are we to make of it? As I say, it certainly isn't the first time, but this one could be more significant. Dr. John Hemmings is the founding director of the Asia Studies Centre at the Henry Jackson Society. That's the British foreign policy think tank, of course. And he's talking to us now. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Thank you very much for taking the time to do it, to talk to us. So, it is significant, this, isn't it?
It is, in a sense, you know, we think about a week ago, you know, Kim Jong-un was talking about nuclear war, and we had the Twitter war between Trump and Kim, and things were a bit, you know, seemed to be going absurdly in a dangerous direction. And suddenly we have this sit down, talks, sudden revelation. And it seems as if we're going in a very positive direction suddenly.
Yeah, I mean, it's and in terms of, you know, sporting, it's odd, isn't it? You know, history is sort of littered with rival countries, you know, and sporting events bringing them together, if you like, in this sense. And the fact that it is in being held in South Korea is very significant, isn't it?
And
Go on.
It certainly is. I was just going to, add on to that, the ping pong diplomacy between the United States and China, before Nixon came over to Beijing and met Mao. So, and you've had these North-South Olympic things together. I believe the two teams marched together in Olympic delegations on the opening days of the Olympics under one flag. So there has been this kind of, it's happened before, shall we say. But because it's happened before, I think I at the risk of being dour on a gray Tuesday, I think we should have a bit of, just not too optimistic about what this actually means for actual tensions on the peninsula.
And with that in mind, though, I mean, we were talking on the program a couple of days ago, probably just before the weekend, to a former director of the MOD about Trump. That was where the conversation was going. But he was suggesting that given Trump's attitude and the way he has dealt with North Korea, even if you disagree with his approach of, you know, essentially personally tweeting North Korea and talking about nuclear buttons on the desk, what it has done somehow, it's got the first movement between the two countries in a very, very long time, because he's not playing the game, and it seems to have contributed to the thawing process between North and South Korea. Is that fair?
I think so. To my surprise, I find myself approving some of the things that the Trump administration has done. They came in not seeming to have many experts on the region, not having Korea experts. But in some ways, they've outperformed previous administrations just by, I think, you know, maybe Trump, as a businessman, looked at North Korea, saw where they're getting much of their income, i.e. China, realized that without getting the Chinese to put pressure on the North, that essentially they would play this cyclical game. They would create a tension, a crisis. Both Japan and the United States would reach out and try to ameliorate tensions. They would get what they wanted, and then they would go away satisfied until the next tension. It was this kind of, it was a feeding cycle, and it never seemed to go anywhere. And because of the pressure he's put on China and China subsequently put on North Korea, particularly on oil imports, they've suddenly really started to become a bit anxious, I think.
Yeah, and you know, we hear of the military hotline between North and South Korea that had been suspended for, I think, almost 2 years, reinstated from Wednesday this week, the South have said. So, and this meeting in the demilitarized zone as well. There's this picture doing the rounds today, of course, of them of shaking hands. Why do you think the Olympics, the Winter Olympics, has been sort of chosen? Is that deliberate?
Yeah, I mean, I have to say I'm split about this, John. I mean, I've got two thoughts that struck me. First of all, there's a little bit of envy. In 1984, after the South Koreans hosted the Olympics, North Korea felt, I think, very perturbed that it was not getting the global attention that its southern neighbor was, and immediately spent $4.5 billion at the time, which was like a quarter of its GDP, on the World Festival, the Youth World Festival, 1989, building all these different, institutions and games, stadiums. And so I think there's a little bit of competition. And there's also, if I'm also honest, there's a bit of strategy here. You know, the Americans are being the toughest, so you ignore them. The Chinese you pay respect to in order to keep them, on side. And then to divide the Americans and the South Koreans, you offer these talks. And you've seen there's, conservatives in South Korea and also American commentators who are saying, well, actually, isn't this really about splitting Washington from Seoul? So there's two different ways you can come at this, as well as the feel-good story of just negotiations in themselves.
And is there any truth to, and I was slightly facetious about it, I realise, in the introduction there, but, this idea that if athletes do well, that's all very well, and they're rewarded in North Korea. If they come back with medals, they're rewarded with apartments and money and favours and bonuses and so forth. But if athletes don't perform, then they could be in all sorts of worlds of pain.
Yeah, I mean, this was a story after the World Cup, if I remember correctly, that the North Korean team went back, and there was huge speculation within media that they'd been assigned a mining detail that they were going underground to dig. I mean, to be honest, I can't say off the top of what we do know, what actual facts are known, but it wouldn't surprise me. Unfortunately, the character of this government, of this regime, is such that it values human rights so poorly, and its reputation so highly, that I'm sure it would not hesitate to punish its poor performing athletes in that way.
Maybe we should all do that, you know, because we do all right in most Olympics, don't we, in Britain? But you know, maybe that's the
World Cups are always rubbish, aren't we?
That's the thing, the World Cup, John. You know, Cornelius is right there. You know, the World Cup we don't do very well in. If you said, right, if you come back without anything, then we are going to hit you with electric cattle prods, then maybe, just maybe, the incentive.
I think you're right.
There.
It would really do wonders for our economy.
Take a leaf out of Kim Jong's book. Very quickly, I want to ask you about the peace village, because we're hearing about that today. Now, these talks have been held, as I said, in the demilitarized zone, right. Which are in my head, the demilitarized zone, because whenever we hear about it, it just feels like a sort of shell marked area of no man's land, you know, surrounded by barbed wire. And the only time you ever hear about it, if someone tries to cross it and gets shot. But now we're hearing about a peace village that is in this zone. Can you tell us anything about that?
Well, you're talking about Panmunjom, the villages where they meet, and I've actually been to this, and it is this impressive, the three blue huts, which you often have seen in the media, where the two buildings are facing each other. You have, essentially, inside the three huts, they are neutral territory, so technically, if you go inside one of the huts, you can step into what is actually, in real life, North Korean soil, but in technical terms, is neutral. These are where the talks have taken place, but it's also very close to where defectors have crossed, and most recently the one who was shot a number of times but made the miraculous recovery.
Yeah.
So when you go to this area, Panmunjom, it's full of history and full of tension. It's a fascinating place.
Yeah. All right, look, thanks very much for talking to us. Interesting stuff, as we learned today, these thawing relations, which is not a word I want to use when ice skaters are involved, but, you know, you kind of get the point. They would fall over. I mean,
they'd become swimmers.
They'd become swimmers. And if they didn't perform as swimmers, then, certain death. Mm. So, you know, but again, maybe we can learn from that. You know, if you're not performing, World Cup team, tasers, gulags.
I think it's a bit far.
All right. Well, okay. All right. We reopen the mines that Thatcher closed and put them all to work there, like North Korea do with theirs. Just an idle thought there for the afternoon. Just saying. Just putting it out there, as I think they say. Anyway, look. In not too long a distant future, I think I'm right. I can see him now through the glass. Professor Stephen Hawking has arrived, and he will be joining us. I'm just gonna wait. Afternoon, Professor. Waving back. But anyway, right, he's going to be joining us. He's going to be telling us a joke. That's what he does on the programme. He's a friend of the show. Details as to why he's telling us a joke on the way. Plus, we've got our work experience going through the week's new music for you. It's Work Experience Punditry after 2:30. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Because since you've been sold, dun, dun, dun. I can't breathe for the first time. I'm so moving on, yeah, yeah. Thanks to you, now I get what I want since you've been sold.
eBay. Snap it, list it, sell it. The easy way to make room for the new you. Download the app and start selling now. eBay. Fill your cart with colour.
At Wix, our kitchen and bathroom sale is on right now. Choose from 35 stunning styles and book your free design appointment at wix.co.uk. T's and C's apply.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World. At cinemas now. Rated 15.
Ford's new fraud scrappage scheme has been extended to include cars registered before the 31st of December 2010. And we've even included a new model, the tough Ford Ranger. You could save between £2,000 and £4,950 on the recommended on-the-road price when you trade in your old vehicle for a new Ford car. New year. New Ford. Ford. Together, we go further.
Retail customers only who trade in a vehicle registered before 31st of December 2010. Scrappage savings between £2,000 and £4,950 dependent on model or to the recommended on-the-road price, including VAT. Selected models excluded. Contract from 1st of January to 31st of March 2018 and registered from 1st of January to the 30th of September 2018. At participating Ford dealers only, T's and C's apply. Visit ford.co.uk/scrappage for more information.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Cream.
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Haul yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
Tax. 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 Tax.
Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment. And don't forget to pay what you owe.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M62 in West Yorkshire is slow moving eastbound. Much slower than usual, actually, heading up towards Junction 26 at Chain Bar. Very busy on the M62 in Manchester as well, westbound, heading up towards Junction 11 at the Birchwood interchange. In Suffolk, the A12 in Little Glenham is crawling up towards the junction with Church Road. That's heading up towards the roadwork section. And some problems as well on the trains. East Midlands trains are replaced by buses on routes between Derby and Uttoxeter. And that's after a points failure that's affecting other routes through Derby as well. I'm Alan Joy.
It's time to pump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, Plusnet have this amazing new £8 deal. 3 gig of data, 2,000 minutes, unlimited texts, £8 a month.
What if I try and pump it up this snow globe?
Oh, it's so cold. Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Search Plusnet Mobile now. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Prices may change. Standard UK minutes and text. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 16th of January. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Apparently. Right, so that was some travel and stuff, wasn't it?
I don't know, I didn't listen.
No, fair enough. Right, okay, Professor Stephen Hawking joining us very shortly indeed. You might want to know why Professor Stephen Hawking is joining us. I don't know whether you're familiar with the reason why. If you're a new listener to the show, let me explain. It's all to do with lollipops. You know, when you were perhaps a child of either sort, and you perhaps enjoyed a lollipop from the ice cream person or the newsagent or wherever it might have been that you got your lollipops from. In the old days, and I don't know whether they still do, they used to come with a joke on the stick. Do you remember? Do you remember that? And it used to be like the setup to the joke was on the bit of the stick that sticks out of the lolly, and the punchline was on the bit of the stick that's in the lolly. And to get to the punchline, having read the setup of the joke, you had to suck the lolly off. Now, it's like that, except with Professor Stephen Hawking. So the idea is that he tells us the setup to a joke on the programme, here and now, right? And then to get the punchline, you have to download our podcast, because that's where the punchline is. It's a sort of tease in many ways. Anyway, but it's all around the idea of, it's like an audible lolly stick. Michael McIntyre's here. Michael McIntyre, you remember the lolly sticks, don't you?
Hello, how are you? It's great to be here on my favourite show at the mall. Talk Radio.
Yes, good. Well, it's good to have you in, Michael.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Do you remember the? Because you remember things a lot. You remember things professionally, don't you? You walk up and down on the stage, don't you? Remembering things on our behalf. And I wonder if you remember the lolly sticks, do you?
No, here's the thing, John. I don't know if you remember this. Okay. Why is it that Twister lollipops? Do you remember the Twister lollipop?
Do you remember the Twister lollipop?
Now, why is it? I want to know.
Yeah.
That they are called Twisters. I mean, why? Who decided that it was a good idea to name an ice lolly after a natural disaster? Mm. I mean, what was happening? And people die in Twisted. Oh no, they're delicious now, apparently. I mean, why is that? I mean, you don't go. Oh, I'm just going to the ice cream van. What would you like? Oh, I'd like.
It went Welsh there.
What would you like?
Perhaps Rod Gilbert would like something from.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I would absolutely love to devour a tsunami right now. If you get okay, you'd like tsunami. Would anyone else like
a hurricane, please?
You'd like a hurricane. Yeah. A Twister for you. Anyone else here?
Earthquake.
An earthquake? Yeah. Anybody else want an ice cream? What? Like any other impressions?
Yeah, like Josh Widdicombe.
Josh Widdicombe, would you like a disaster-themed ice lolly?
Oh, a disaster-themed ice lolly? I mean, who is doing that? Oh, thank you, Marco. I would absolutely love. If you could get me a forest fire, please. It's an ironic nickname.
Okay, so I'll get a forest fire. And what was it you want, Rod?
You want a tsunami, please.
And John, what would you like?
A hurricane, please.
Okay, would anybody else? Carol Malone. Carol Malone, would you like a natural disaster-themed ice lolly?
Have you got a drought?
You'd like a drought? Okay.
I don't know what's going to end first. Natural disasters or voices you can vaguely do. I can't work out which is going to stop quickest.
Just trying to think. I had some new ones the other day.
Did you?
I can't remember them. Anyone else remember them?
No.
Okay, so I just recap the order. Okay? God. So I am going to have a twister.
Yeah.
Rod, you are going to have a tsunami.
Yes.
Josh, what would you like?
A forest fire.
Of course. Carol Malone?
A drought.
A drought, yes.
And John, what would you like?
A hurricane, please. A hurricane lolly. Can I have a flake in it? Right, there we go. Anyway, look, all of that preamble leads us very, I was going to say neatly, not neatly in any way at all. The idea, though, is that we all remember the lollies, don't we? With the joke on the stick and the punchline under the lolly itself. To get to the lolly joke punchline, you have to suck the lolly off. It's like that in audible form. So Professor Stephen Hawking tells us the setup to the joke on the programme. If you'd like the punchline, you have to download our podcast. Play me the overly long intro music.
If a dumb is a bird of peace, then what is a bird of long?
If a dove is the bird of peace, what is the bird of love? If a dove is the bird of peace, what is the bird of love? That's the setup. Here on the programme. But what, oh what, is the punchline to that joke? Now, if you'd like to find out, you have to wait till Friday. Because that is when you will be able to download our brand new podcast, which will contain the punchline to that joke. A dove is the bird of peace. What is the bird of love? It's not the only thing on the podcast. There's also the least worst bits of everything that's happened this week, and some have also last week, because we couldn't be asked to bring you on last week, apparently. Yeah. The podcast is available at talkradio.co.uk. You will also find it on iTunes or Acast, or indeed your podcast supplier of choice. Professor Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. So next on the programme, work experience punditry. Reviewing the music with the work experience, that's what that is. We've told them it's a leg up into the industry. The truth of the matter, we don't have to pay them. That's why they're here. We will also be bringing you a game of Snowflake Buckaroo on the programme. It's like Buckaroo, you know Buckaroo? With the donkey, the plastic donkey, you used to load tools on it, didn't you, until such time as the donkey kicked it all off. It's like that, but instead of a donkey, it's a millennial snowflake. And we load trigger phrases upon that millennial until such time as the millennial kicks off and runs to the safe space. That's on the way. As is somebody with a hope and a dream in the form of a Kickstarter. We like to do our bit to help. So we have invited somebody with a Kickstarter hope and dream onto the programme to talk us through it. Oh, there's so much to come between now and when we stop. It's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Talk Radio.
And here's Sandy with the latest news.
Good afternoon. Joe Johnson's been moved from universities to transport in Theresa May's cabinet reshuffle. Yesterday, he was forced to defend the controversial appointment of Toby Young to the university's regulator, who's now quit. Mark Garnier, junior minister who had asked an aide to buy an adult toy, has lost his job. Labour's Lucy Powell thinks the reshuffle, on the whole, has been lacklustre.
The big problem with this reshuffle is that they overbriefed it and then it's been under-delivered. But I think there are much bigger problems facing the country, quite honestly, than, you know, rearranging the deck chairs on a sinking Titanic.
Anti-trafficking raids involving more than 150 police officers have taken place in Teesside and South Yorkshire. At least 8 men have been arrested after a tip-off from an alleged victim. Police believe 3 teenage boys were involved in the murder of a shop worker who refused to sell them cigarette papers. A 16-year-old's already been arrested following the attack in Mill Hill in North London on Saturday. H&M has stopped selling a hoodie featured in an advert that's led the firm to be accused of racism. In it, a black child model is seen wearing the garment, which has the, quote, coolest monkey in the jungle on it. The firm's apologised and removed the image from its website. Alan Stevens is a reputation specialist.
It's what I call a SPIM moment, smart person in meeting. Somebody said it was a good idea, nobody felt it was a good idea to disagree, and that went all the way up through the organisation, SPIM, 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 and all of a sudden it appears on billboards and it appears online. Absolutely crazy thing to do.
And the FA will interview at least one candidate from a black, Asian or ethnic minority background when it appoints the next England manager. The governing body's creating its own version of American football's Rooney Rule to boost diversity in jobs across its national teams. The weather, cloudy and grey, drizzle later, feeling cold. More news in half an hour.
So what, because we talked about this earlier, but we didn't know what the Rooney Rule was, Sandy.
It's to do with whenever you're interviewing for any position in American football,
yes,
you have to have one candidate appear before the interview panel who is from
the BAME community. Why the Rooney
Rule?
Community.
It was an individual in American football whose name was something.
So not Wayne Rooney then?
Nothing to do
with
Wayne.
See, that's confusing in Britain.
It is, because Rooney is only one person.
That's right. So we were working out whether or not it was just to interview an ugly candidate.
Well, they do that without even trying.
To be fair, that is true. Or perhaps just on this panel, there has to be a candidate who enjoys elderly prostitutes. There has to be, and that's fair. Balderston Community Service in a garden.
That'd be a very interesting rule to introduce.
it'd be diverse, certainly. I mean, I don't know. Did you finish that, by the way? I can't remember what happened.
I'm done.
Yeah, I don't know whether the weather had happened or not. I always seem to forget it. Good. Well, I was going to say, Sandy, you are with us, of course, in an hour's time for today's edition of Bonus News, which is the news of the world of vegetables.
Yes, indeed.
Any little hint you can give us as to where we might be looking?
There's news from Israel.
Oh.
Which is an interesting one.
International vegetable news.
There's news from the supermarket shelf.
Right.
And there's news of one thing that looks like another.
I look forward to it, as I know the nation does. Sandy Waugh there with our news. Thank you very much indeed. On the way then, work experience punditry. New music we have to bring you, and thus we will.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So then, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Of course, that much is clear from, if nothing else, the production that we have to play out. Now, we like to help our work experiences. You know that, if you're a regular listener. We don't just make the work experience make the tea or do the photocopying. I mean, yes, they do have to do that. But also, we give them opportunities in front of the microphone. Front and centre, real-world work experience in the media. And that is where Work Experience Punditry was born. I mean, it really came about because we don't have a budget and therefore can't afford to pay people to review stuff. So, you know, get the work experience to do it. Theo! Hey, Theo!
Hey, John!
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Making your debut.
Yes.
Yeah.
So excited.
It's very good to have you in. I'm fine. Are you all right? How was your... I think we can still ask how your time off was. I mean, you know, and festive and all that stuff.
Oh, of course it was. It was actually my birthday just a week before Christmas.
Was it really?
So I was just saying to people, I'm not really looking forward to Christmas as much, but my birthday is really important because I feel like Christmas takes away the shine of my birthday.
Do you? So you are definitely in the camp of, because a lot of people have birthdays around Christmas, but you're definitely in that camp of going, no, birthday's the thing and Christmas, bit of an anticlimax for you.
Because
birthday's all about you. And Christmas, you know, is all about other people, not least Jesus.
I can't stand people who have their birthday. Like, my birthday is December 2nd, It's not... I don't count it as near Christmas, really. But I was at Christmas Eve drinks this year, and someone from our old school came in to the pub with a load of their old friends, and they're like, it's my birthday. And I had to hold myself back saying, no, it's not, it's Christmas Eve, go away.
Yeah,
it's... you know... And we had to sing a song that wasn't a Christmas song. Happy birthday, do you know? Eat cake as well, which wasn't Christmas cake, which was good because, as we all know, Christmas cake is horrible.
It's disgusting. Yeah,
yeah, I don't like either.
Absolutely.
But again, I've been at a New Year's party when everyone's like, it's my birthday. But no, it's not.
No.
It's New Year's. It's disappointing. Leave us alone.
I think people who have their birthdays too close to Christmas should be allowed to move it to a date of their choice mid-year.
You know what? I always wondered that. And
or
I was,
would
no,
you... Would
there, there's, it no, should be February the 28th, because that's where they shove all the leap year babies as well. That's the date for fake birthdays.
29th?
No, well, 28th is the day that people who are born on
the 29th pretend it's the 28th. I see what you mean, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you're right.
I was thinking more like June, but...
I'm with you. I think you move it to summer. Mid-year, give yourself something to look forward to.
Exactly.
As you're going along. Anyway, Theo, it's lovely to have you in. So we can squeeze something musical in before the travel, I'm sure. So what are we going to start with?
We're going to start with Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B Finesse Remix.
Right. Well, let's have a listen to it, and then, of course, you can talk us through it. So, what he said. Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B.
Yes.
Okay. What do you make of it? This is new.
When I first heard it, my feet were automatically moving.
Were they?
Yeah,
were they were. Were they tip-tapping then as well?
Yes, they were.
I can't see. You're under the desk, so I can't see them. But that got you moving, didn't it?
Absolutely. There aren't many songs. Well, to be honest, I'm a very musical person. And sometimes when I hear a song, it takes me about 10, 15 seconds. If it's not good, switch it off automatically. But this one, when my feet start moving, you know it's good.
That's your clue. I like your approach to music reviews. It's if they physically move you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because if you go to a concert, you're going to be standing still and you're not going to enjoy it. So
that's true. Have you ever seen either Bruno Mars or Cardi B in a live arena?
I did. I saw Bruno Mars in Manchester last year.
Yeah.
Wow. How was that?
Amazing. His live band, crazy. And the guys he dances with on the stage. It's just the whole experience. It's fantastic.
Yeah, because he's one of the biggest pop stars. He's huge across the world. I think people forget that with Bruno Mars in a way, because he sort of only comes here every now and then. He's not. He doesn't seem as big as Beyonce is, but he really is. He's Michael Jackson's level of big.
He doesn't court the attendant publicity as much, though, does he? That's the thing.
Well, to be honest, it's probably because he just gets on with his music rather than is one of these people who's always in the papers for having done something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, the person featuring in this track is always in the papers.
Cardi B?
Yes. She's done some crazy things like just let everything off, take all her clothes off and dance on top of bars. She's just very free-spirited.
I'll be honest, I'm unaware of the oeuvre of Cardi B. I mean, I know you're looking at me thinking, that guy there... That guy there must be a Cardi B fan. He just looks like it. But I'll be honest with you, Theo, I don't know anything about Cardi B. Where's Cardi B from then?
She's American, a young American. She's 25. And basically, she went to university. And while she was at university, she decided to do some adult work, shall we say, on the side to make some money. And then she ended up in one of these reality TV shows and started posting videos online. And then, yeah, everyone was just like, oh, she's very open. She doesn't shy away from what she's saying.
No, or showing, it sounds like.
Yeah, pretty much. And now she made two songs last year, one of them which blew off, and she made another one which is making two songs on the Billboard Hot 100.
I see. So yeah. Did she start off, I mean, was her ambition to sort of go into music, and that was, or did she sort of fall into it in a sort of celebrity way?
She just fell into a celebrity way. I think with social media, as soon as you blow up, I'm sure these record companies are just like, you know what, let's just take you because you're going to make us money.
All right. Okay, well, look, we've got to take Traffic and Travel. So that's Bruno Mars featuring Cardi B.
Yes.
It's called Finesse, and that was a remix version. Mm. That's right. Come on, kids. Right, so what we're going to be talking about after the break, Theo?
We're going to be talking about Justin Timberlake. He's dropped some brand new music.
He's dropped some new music on the floor, and we are going to pick it right up and stick it in our cassette machine. Next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
Brighten up your mornings and take a break from the New Year blues on Talk Radio with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Listen to Talk Radio every weekday morning from 10 for 3 hours packed full of fabulous features, great value guests and quickfire calls on all of the day's top talking points. Don't miss Talk Radio weekday mornings from 10 with the Sun Halls from £9.50. Great value breaks from just £9.50. For more information, go to thesun.co.uk/holidays.
What seemed to be the problem?
It's my career. It's broken down.
Well, let's take a look. Work-life balance? How's that running?
It's not.
Okay, so you're the boss or the employee?
The slave.
Know what? You need something new, mate.
Become a Red driving instructor and change direction. With comprehensive training, job satisfaction and work in your own hours. Red. Get your career in gear. Go to reddrivingschool.com for details. Go Red. And get ahead.
With Powertemps Recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, hop into one of our 200 local offices or search Powertemps online. Powertemps, the face of recruitment.
Got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In January, we've got 10 litres of Selco Contract Matte Emulsion in Magnolia or Brilliant White for only £10.75 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at Selco Builders Warehouse. For more information, see selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
He's very thorough with his checks, isn't he?
A stickler. Soon be on your way. One last big push and we'll have Dave unstuck from your cash guy's footwell.
Oh,
there we go.
Because we know every Nissan inside out, you get even greater peace of mind. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 27th of December to the 15th of January, where you could drive away a used 66-plate Qashqai from £14,881. Subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
In Manchester, the A57M Mancunian Way is queuing on the westbound side towards the Chester Road roundabout because of a police investigation. The M6 in Cheshire, very slow moving northbound between junction 17 for Sandbach and 18 at Middlewich, heading towards the roadwork section. In Oxford, the A34 Western Bypass is crawling northbound from the Hinksey Hill interchange up towards the Whiteham turnoff after a car broke down earlier. And train services between Bristol and Cardiff Central are being disrupted with delays of up to an hour, and that's been caused by vandalism. I'm Alan Joyce.
It's time to pump up your mobile. If you've got the phone, Plusnet have this amazing new £8 deal. 3 gig of data, 2,000 minutes, unlimited texts, £8 a month. What if I tried pumping up this snow globe? Oh, it's so cold. Pick up this SIM-only plan today. Search Plusnet Mobile now. Plusnet, we'll do you proud.
Prices may change. Standard UK minutes and texts. Rolling monthly contract offer ends 16th of January. Terms apply. See plus.net/mobile.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. And a lot going on in the news, of course. Government reshuffle continuing this afternoon with junior appointments. We've been talking about this. As time's been going on, all those resignations as well. Toby Young has quit that job he didn't really have for very, very long. What, New Year's Day onwards, he was going to be on the government's new university regulating body. And because of all the controversy, he's now resigned. Labour's called the government reshuffle a pointless and lacklustre PR exercise. The shadow minister for education was on this programme earlier talking about Toby Young. Didn't really want to comment on the Jeremy Corbyn stuff I put to him, but, you know, that's the way politicians work, kept spinning it back to the other stuff. But, you know, that's fine, and there's a lot going on in the news. Blue Peter is the most popular children's programme. That's we know that, but because it was voted for by a panel of people who used to work on Blue Peter in the Radio Times. So there's a lot going on, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Many people cannot, Nelius. But worry your little head no more. Your little trying to grow a beard on the front of it head. New
I'm
year
not
beard.
I'm trying to grow a beard. I just haven't shaved out of. I'm going to shave tonight now.
You haven't shaved for 2 years, and that's...
No, it's not. Don't laugh, Theo. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Okay.
Also, why is everyone calling me Nelius all of a sudden?
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm getting this at home as well.
Are you?
Yeah, it's
I didn't even know that.
Really?
They must have heard me say it on the radio.
No, almost certainly the opposite.
Your mum listens to this, doesn't she?
Yeah, but I don't live at home with my mum.
Well?
She's not been calling me Nelius.
Oh, I thought that's what you meant.
No, I meant in my apartment.
Oh, yeah. Right, well, Nelius, anyway.
No. On? Should I call you On?
If you like.
Fine, I will. Go on. Carry on.
Well, the news, you see, it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Yeah. How do we analyse the news on this programme? I'll tell you how. We use Japanese poetry. It's obvious. 575. It's the news in haikus.
Trump can't remember national anthem. He's a star-spangled
It's not. It's fine. Near the co-op. The news in haikus. And so, there we are. And we're talking music with Theo, who is work experience. He is reviewing stuff for us. We've already talked about Bruno Mars and Cardi B. Now into our cassette machine goes Justin Timberlake. Tell us about Justin Timberlake's new song, Theo.
So Justin Timberlake has dropped a new song which is called Filthy. It's not as bad as it sounds, I have to say. Now this song dropped last week with a brand new music video, but it was a bit of a shock because the album, they did a little trailer and it was basically saying it's going to be like a country feel, but it's not.
Right.
It's not.
So that was a lie?
It was a big lie. It was probably like a PR campaign, but... Yeah, it didn't work. Basically, the song is pretty much what he usually does, which is like funk, R&B, and all that kind of music. But yeah, it's really good.
Okay, well, before we discuss it further, let's listen to the new cassette by Justin Timberlake. What you gonna do? I mean, it doesn't have that much of a country vibe. You're right there. I mean, that sort of it doesn't scream steel guitars, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Do you like it?
Do you know what I was thinking? So basically, Justin Timberlake is headlining a halftime show at the Super Bowl in America.
Yes.
And basically, it's 2 days after the album comes out, which is the 2nd of February. Last year, the Super Bowl received 111.3 million viewers. So I was thinking, if he comes out on the stage, we can have this as the beginning. He rises from the stage, comes out, stops, and then he plays some of his old music. I think that'd be
better, wouldn't it? Yeah. Does Timberlake... thank you, Helen. Does Timberlake... brought me some tea. Does Timberlake have a...
Helena.
That's what I said.
You said Helen.
I said Helena. I said thank you, Helena.
I know what her name is. It just goes clearly goes to show you don't even bother learning the work experience.
Theo, Helena.
Unbelievable.
See?
True.
I don't know which is which.
Oh, wow.
Now, Timberlake, Timberlake's fans, do they have a net, like, you know, people who like, I don't know, I'm trying to give another example, like...
The Shivermies, they should be called.
Yeah, good. Yeah, there you go. That's a genuine question.
The Shiver Me.
I mean, they're not called that, obviously.
The Shiver Me Timbers.
Yeah, I got it. I
mean, no, Chloe didn't through the glass. She's like, what?
Well done, Chloe. Yeah.
That's Chloe, by the way, that one there.
Oh, that's Chloe.
Yeah.
I think we need name badges.
Yeah, you really do. Yeah. Okay, so Timberlake's fans don't have a. You know,
don't have
what
a collective now.
What Taylor Swift
the Beliebers and Beliebers. Swifties and. Yeah.
Jake Bugs. Jake Bugs are weird, aren't they?
No. The Jake fans, yes.
But Timberlake doesn't have that.
I call them Timbers for now.
Timbers.
Yeah.
Fine. Anyway, so do the Timbers seem to like this? Because it's not a new direction, is it?
No, it's mixed reviews. Some people don't like it. Some people like it. It's a bit 50-50. For me, when I first heard it, I like to be honest about music. The beginning of it was great, and then the rest of it was just like, oh. I was really expecting something, because it's a grand opening, you know? If you watch the video.
It sounds like you're singing along to a game of Laser Quest.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah. Mm. Sort of just all the effects you hear.
Yeah.
Getting sort of that... Wow, wow, wow.
Perhaps you've just recorded it in a game... In a
quasar.
Yeah.
Probably did.
I don't know. Mm. All right, well, that's Timberlake.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake. Actually, the confusion, because there is a Timberlake, isn't there?
Yep.
Yes, spelt with an A.
Yeah, and a Timberland, that's a boot.
He actually produced that track.
Well, there we are.
Well, yes, that's definitely confusing.
And that's nepotism. Right. What are we going to listen to next?
Up next is Liam Payne and Rita Ora. This is For You, which is part of the 50 Shades of Freed movie. I'm crazy, but when I'm flying in your cage, I'm diving in deep and I'm riding with no brakes. And I'm beating your love. Been waiting for a lifetime for ya. Been breaking for a lifetime for ya. Wasn't looking for love till I found ya. On the night for love till I found ya. Skin to skin, breathe me in. Fill with your kiss on your lips. Well, it's not for me, Theo, if I'm honest. But now, Liam Payne, is he one of One Direction? He was.
There we go.
I'm not a One Directioner, but no. I believe he was. Yes.
Yeah, I recognise the name. And Rita Ora,
yep.
She's too orangey for crows.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Tell me about their collaboration then. Is this their first collaboration? Is this?
It is, but originally this song was supposed to be done by Justin Bieber, with or without Rita Ora, but... He took 14 months off. Well, No, in fact, he had 14 months on tour and he's having a little break.
Bieber?
Yeah, Justin Bieber.
Yes, he is, isn't he? Yes, yeah. I remember that.
Cancelled dates, didn't he?
Yeah. So basically, Liam Payne and Rita Ora have collaborated. The producers got them together. And it's from the film 50 Shades of Freed. Now, these producers...
50 Shades of what?
50 Shades of Freed. Not the
Freud.
Other one.
What is that? Is that a new film? This isn't
50 Shades of Freud.
This isn't in the 50 Shades canon, is it?
Yeah. It's an E.L. James book.
Is it?
Yes.
How many?
I only know.
How many of those are there? How many 50 Shades? She'd run out of 50 Shades of.
I don't know. 50 I just Shades of... Don't have a go.
No, I'm not. 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
And what was the next one called?
Was it called like 50 More Shades or something stupid?
50 Shades Darker, the ladies through the glass are telling me. Straight in with that, weren't they?
Wait, you couldn't name them, could you?
Yeah.
Chloe and Katie, I've just told you.
Yeah. Yeah. And Helena.
And Helena.
Yeah. So this is from that, is it?
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just... I don't know if it was a book originally or if they've just gone, that film made some money, let's make another one.
Right.
I think that's exactly what they've done.
Anyway, it sounds awful.
Yeah.
Much like the song. All right, look, let's end on... Because we're running out of time, so let's... where are we going now?
Now, we're going over to the vaccines.
Is this to do with Aussie flu?
No.
Vaccines.
Not this time.
Flu vaccine, see?
Yeah. I get it.
No, I don't.
I like the vaccine, so we're on good. We're all right here. This is the first track that's any use.
Yeah, I like the vaccine. It's always disappointing live, in my opinion. but like the music.
What's this called?
This is called I Can't Quit.
Here it is, new vaccines. I think that's excellent. I like that.
Fantastic.
That's you can keep your Timberland Lake and your
Cardi B.
You can keep that.
And your Liam Payne.
Yeah. And give me the vaccines every time. That was good.
We're on to a winner, eh?
Did you like it?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Vaccines and, fan, indie fan, what's your... How do you...
I kind of swing around R&B, alternative. And the reason why I like the vaccines is because I like drumming.
Yep.
I've been drumming for a while. And when I want to play along something, the vaccines, they've done very well for me. So this is the first song from their fourth album, Combat Sports, which is due out in March. And they're also going on a nine date tour, if you want to go.
Yeah, well, Cornelius just told us they weren't very good live, so...
I've just never been blown away. I've seen them loads live, and every time I'm just like, I thought this would... I don't think their sound person's very good.
That could
be it. It's never loud enough, I've always found. I've seen them indoors and outdoors, and I've just never gone... I'm blown away by this, because their music sounds like it'd be amazing live. Yeah. But live, they've just never really, for me, managed to capture an audience. Maybe I've just seen them on a couple of off gigs, but I've seen them a good few times.
Were you sober?
Well, probably not. No, no, but entirely that doesn't matter. Given comments, but... I can rate other gigs and normally get that right.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, look, Theo, thank you for coming in. We're out of time, sadly, but you did us proud, Theo.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Theo there. Work experience, reviewing the music, part of work experience. Punditry, we've told him it's a leg up into the industry. Absolute balls. It's not. It's just that we don't have to pay him. In the next bit of the programme, the big debate is on the way. We will be helping a Kickstarter, and then between 3:30 and 4, this week's edition of the game, Snowflake Buckaroo. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
It's the radio show. Let's not afraid to plumb the deepest depths.
And come up smelling of roses. driving you up the wall and around a U-bend with outspoken opinions and a bucket full of breaking news. The James Whale Show, tonight from 7 on Talk Radio with Pimlico Plumbers. More than just plumbers.
At WeBuyAnyCar.com, we live by one simple rule. Be more like Philip Schofield.
I'm flattered.
Hello, Phil. It might sound weird, but by being more like lovely Phil, we hope to make selling your car a bit nicer. For instance, Phil wouldn't haggle, so neither do we.
Fantastic. I'm really very impressed.
Thank you, Philip. Enter your edge now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. So quick, so simple, so Schofield.
Admin fee may apply. For more information, see webuyanycar.com/info.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site according to Comscore.
Well, hello, it's me, Dracula. Relax, I don't bite much. Unlike the cost of some broadband deals, that's why I switched to Sky Broadband Unlimited. It's monstrously good value. Just £18 a month for 12 months, including line rental, plus a £9.95 setup fee. Exclusively for new and existing Sky TV customers. It's totally unlimited. And they'll never slow you down, even at peak times. Well, you don't want anything to stop the flow when you're screaming. Sorry, streaming, do you? Search Sky Broadband. Sky, believing better. Sky network carriers and new broadband customers only. 12-month contract. Further terms apply.
Direct Line guaranteed to beat any public liability insurance quote for the same cover. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line public liability insurance. New customers only. Qualifying criteria apply. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
At just after three, good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Sandy with the latest news.
Good afternoon, coming up after the shuffle, now time to get down to business. Getting plastic beads out of the food chain and Harry and Meghan meet future radio talent.
Talk Radio.
Theresa May has sacked a number of middle-ranking ministers as her shuffle's been finalised. Casualties have included MP Mark Garnier, who's gone from Trade just weeks after being cleared over an investigation which alleged inappropriate behaviour. Political consultant Matthew Doyle says the shuffle may not have gone as smoothly as the Prime Minister would have hoped, but the team must get down to business.
These people who have been brought in will make the most of this opportunity, and the crucial thing that needs to happen is the government has got to show that it can do something other than just focus on the Brexit negotiations. And that was what she'll be relying, particularly on these new, ambitious, younger members coming in at the middle and junior ranks to do, is to show that there is some other governing that the government can do.
In the wake of that reshuffle, the code of conduct governing the standards expected from government ministers has been rewritten. The revision covers inappropriate bullying or harassing behaviour and the requirement to report overseas meetings. Five men and a woman have appeared in court accused of being members of the banned far-right group National Action. All six were charged after being arrested last Wednesday. A UK-wide ban on products containing microbeads has come into force in an attempt to cut down on plastics in our oceans. They're used in hundreds of different cosmetic products like face washes and shower gels. Diliana Mihalova from the charity Fauna and Flora International says they can be extremely harmful.
Scientists have found that when they're in the water, they can act like as a sponge for toxic chemicals that are already in the environment. And this can lead to animals having reduced growth and starving.
And Prince Harry and his bride-to-be Meghan Markle are visiting a youth project in South London. They're visiting a media centre which trains people to get their big break in the music and radio industries.
Thank you very much
indeed. Good luck to them, mate.
Yeah, good luck indeed. Do you think maybe we'll see maybe the Prince and Meghan maybe do a double header?
Well, Harry produced the big Radio 4 show over Christmas, didn't he?
He did. He guest edited, didn't he? Yeah. That's right. So maybe, you know, I'm not saying, you know, where they might end up, but, you know, Talk Radio's afternoons. Maybe.
Who knows?
Harry and Meghan.
We'd have to hoover the carpet first, though. We'd need to clean up a bit.
We'd not accept the detritus that the other presenters drop down here.
No.
Thank you. Weather, I suppose. I mean, is it worth... Now, earlier on, when I forgot the weather, we went back to it, and then you rightly said it wasn't really worth it.
No.
But it gets its own jingle.
Yeah.
So...
Well, should we hear the jingle and see?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's have a weather jingle.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Go on then.
Nah, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Do you want it anyway?
Oh, I suppose.
Cloudy and grey, bit of drizzle later.
You're
it's going
right.
to be cold.
Not worth it at all. Here's Ian with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it. Selco is where the
trade go. I'm Ian Williams. Good afternoon. After their recent spat, Antonio Conte says it's personal between him and Manchester United boss Jose Mourinho. But the Chelsea manager says there's no need for the League Managers Association to get involved.
We both said the things and we'll see what happens in the future. He said serious words and I won't forget this.
Conte says new signing Ross Barkley is unlikely to be involved in tomorrow's EFL Cup semi-final tie with Arsenal, whose boss Arsene Wenger says he's had no offers for forward Alexis Sanchez in January. Tottenham winger Georges Kevin Nkudu has joined Burnley on loan. Hearts forward Kyle Lafferty will miss the Scottish Cup derby with Hibs after having his bid to overturn a red card rejected. ECB chairman Colin Graves has promised a lot of soul-searching but no witch hunt after England's thumping in the Ashes. Head coach Trevor Bayliss has already said he'll stand down after next summer. And the team heading to Pyeongchang next month have been set a target of achieving Great Britain's biggest ever medal haul at a Winter Olympics, at least 5 medals. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Powered by TalkSport. Thank you very much. Pre-recorded Ian. It's Talk Radio. The big debate is on the way.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, yes, afternoons on Talk Radio, I am John Holmes, hello. And Theresa May's ham-fisted attempt at a five-knuckle cabinet reshuffle has been met largely with a sort of meh, as it didn't really do that much. And then the headlines are all about the resignations instead and the cock-up over the Conservatives' Twitter announcement of the wrong party chairman. Far from consolidating her power, Theresa May's strong and stable government once more looks like Toby Young's Twitter feed. Sort of messy and kind of embarrassing. The Prime Minister seems to lurch from one nothing to the next as everything she touches turns to a golden opportunity for her critics to point to it all going wrong, from her snap election, her lost majority, her handling of Grenfell, her coughing fit, her botched Brexit, her colleagues' constant resignations, the relentless pressure, and also that day she just snapped, didn't she, and took one of her trademark kitten heels off and bluntly beat Boris Johnson to death with it during Prime Minister's questions as a horrified Parliament looked on until the Speaker was the first to move to bring it to the ground, but he lost an eye in the process. That might be just, actually, that last one, just a glimpse into her future, probably almost as soon as next week. But on the line, having called Court Radio, Dr. Gilbert Hamfist, actually. Good afternoon, Dr. Gilbert.
Good afternoon, Mr. John.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for being in touch. Now, you heard me say the word stable during that, and that's why you've called in, isn't it? Because it's not so much the stable as what stables are often filled with that's so angered you, Dr. Gilbert. Is it straw?
Well, it's more straws, John. Straws themselves for drinking things out of.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. All right. Tell me about
straws.
What's the problem with it?
Straws. Well, now, John, straws, as with so many things, it all boils down to sucking up fluids.
Yeah.
Now, I have a mouth, as I'm sure you do. I mean, you're a jock, disky thing of me.
Yep.
So you're talking out of your mouth right now.
Yes, that's right. We all do.
Well
there are some exceptions.
You wouldn't know what you're talking out of. Now, imagine after you're talking, and your producer comes up to you and waves their tube in your face and says, from now on, talk into this. It'll help both of us get through the afternoon.
Yeah.
That's what it's like with straws. Utterly unnecessary.
Right. So are you calling for a ban on them overall then, or what's your suggestion?
I would like a ban, but if I had to replace them with something,
yeah.
There's always straw dogs.
Yep.
you've heard of this Sam Peckinpah film.
Well, uh-huh.
That was originally a documentary about dachshunds.
Yes.
So if you dip one end of a dachshund into some liquid,
yep.
Then you can use the other end yep. to extract them.
Okay, so you're suggesting using a dog as a straw. All right, look, stay on the line, Dr. Gilbert, for me, because I want to bring in... Clive's called in. Hello, Clive.
Hello, hello, John. Happy New Year.
And the same to you, Clive.
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you, Clive.
Good. And I personally have no idea why Dr. Hamfist is such a problem with straws. I think they're the best creations on this planet. Now, can you imagine getting a Coke from one of the many fast food establishments, right, and not getting a straw?
Yeah.
There have been many times that I've received goods through a drive-thru, including a Diet Coke. It always has to be diet. The full-fat stuff coats my neck with sugar and just makes me more thirsty. But anyway, there has to be times when they've forgotten to give me a straw, and I've properly kicked off and I've demanded to see the manager.
Right.
And I actually think I've got someone sacked because of it. And
right, so that, that. So okay, well, that's, I mean, that's a commitment to straws, I suppose.
I always want a straw to drink my drinks with.
My question to you, though, is this. What's, you know, it sounds to me like you are an animal hater.
No, not necessarily.
Well, no, wait, because obviously it was, famously, a straw that broke the camel's back. And if you're in favour of straw, then it sounds to me like you are happy to see the humped creature's spine snap in twain.
Well, it's been known to be good luck. So, the occasional broken camel's back.
Mm. Yeah. It is the only way, to be fair, sorry, Dr. Gilbert, before I bring you back in, it is the only way to fit one through the eye of a needle. You kind of do have to smash a camel up to get it through the eye of a needle. And oddly, you'd have to liquefy it, which brings us back, of course, to drinking a liquefied camel through a straw, Dr. Gilbert.
Well, it doesn't bring me back to that. I mean, obviously, if you want to break a camel's back, you could try using a straw. I think you'd be there for a long time. The best way to break a camel's back is use another camel, preferably an overweight one,
yeah.
Not a straw.
Pop that onto the back of the first camel.
Yes.
Yes.
And then a bigger camel onto the back of that one.
Yeah.
That's how it works with camels.
But would it work?
If you want.
But a camel, famously, this is interesting, a camel, of course, has a hump. And the hump, as we know, a scientific fact, is full of water. So you could, if you're stuck in the desert, and this is where the phrase comes from, of course, you're stuck in the desert and you're desperate to drink, you have to kill a camel, drill a little hole in its hump, stick a straw in, and suck the water out to survive. I mean, you could cut the hump off, turn it upside down, use it as a rudimentary furry cup, but one should not necessarily drink from the furry cup in a desert situation.
Or a hat.
Yes.
Yeah,
some of the posher nightclubs in London, that's actually, you know, they serve their drinks in a dead camel's hump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well,
it's quite popular
nightclub,
down there.
I know. Look, I mean, my cousin Derek was a straw pole dancer.
Right.
He engaged in erotic dancing on a pole made out of straws.
Yeah.
But he didn't account for the little bendy bits in the middle.
Right.
And they're called angle-adjustable bellows segments.
Right.
Which is ironic, because that's exactly what Derek broke when he crashed to the floor.
Yeah.
While engaging in a revealing Heimlich. And just goes to show that straws are incredibly dangerous for the misinformed and deluded.
Yes. I've forgotten whether you're for or against them now.
We sure are.
Yeah. Okay, well, look, what about pigs?
So have
I. We talked about camels, right? What about pigs? Because famously, a pig did build a house out of drinking straws. In order to prevent itself being eaten by a wolf.
We all know how that ended, though, didn't we?
Well, that's right. And what I'm saying is, should we be using straws as any form of deterrent in that way? I mean, is this something you're calling for, Clive?
Basically, the plastic in straws is quite handy, as you know. Currently, there is a problem on the planet. Plastics,
yes,
just lying around in carrier bag shapes or in bottle shapes.
Yeah.
And I just say, make all the plastic in the world into straw shapes.
Straw shapes, yeah.
So nice, small, neat, tidy. So you can build, as you say, you could build a nice house like the pig did.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't end very well.
Well, no, but there is a housing crisis. And are we?
There's not always wolves around the corner.
Hang on a minute. Are we as a society happy to build these houses out of drinking straws? Even though they're not safe from wolves, right? But is a wolf eating a family a small price to pay for housing people who need them?
It's a rare occurrence, isn't it? It's a rare occurrence.
It's rare enough, isn't it? I mean, if we build houses out of straw, right, people live in them. Yes, wolves. Yes, other predatory creatures. Fine. But is it a small price to pay? Because they won't all be eaten. Just a percentage of people will be eaten by wolves. Right? So is it a small price to pay?
I'm happy with that. Dr. Hamfist is, though.
Yeah. Dr. Hamfist.
No, I'm not happy with that at all. I mean, there's not that many wolves left, apart from certain areas in Doncaster. And, you know, I don't want to see houses made out of straw. Don't build houses
in Doncaster.
Yeah, but I think not only that, a camel could probably batter its way through a straw house as well, which in revenge for having its spine snapped. Camels would be angry. Mm. I want to ask you, how many straws? I mean, you know, let's put a number on this. Let's get down to the mathematics. How many straws, Clive? Yes or no?
Yes.
Right, Dr. Gilbert Hamfist.
No.
Right. Well, that brings me on to the next point, doesn't it? Are the government doing enough, or does their silence on straws, Clive, speak volumes?
I don't think the government are doing enough. Everyone likes sucking liquids out of long, thin shafts, and I think it needs to happen more.
Right, okay.
It needs to happen more.
The government have appointed in the reshuffle, of course, let's not forget the new Minister for Straw. Is Justine Green. The news this afternoon. She resigned yesterday, but she's back in now as Minister for Straw. The recipe for drinking straws has changed as well, hasn't it? And that's angered people because, you know, good old-fashioned, the taste of a straw in your mouth, you know, people like that taste, didn't they? But then people said the plastic was bad for you, so they've changed the recipe of drinking straws, and now they're just made of straw of the kind you'd normally associate with a rabbit or a guinea pig. Dr. Gilbert, is that more acceptable?
I think a guinea pig would be perfectly acceptable. I mean, it would fit in your mouth quite fine, and you could, you know, suck off a trifle with it.
Right. So you put the end of a guinea pig into a trifle, and the custard, I suppose, being the most liquid form of the trifle, you'd happily suck that through a guinea pig.
Yeah, I suppose the strawberries would be a bit of a challenge, but you could do it.
Strawberries.
Strawberries. Yeah.
You see. So it all comes full circle, doesn't it? Back to that.
It does.
Yeah.
It
Could does. You sum up the debate for me in one word, please, Clive?
Shafts.
Thank you. Dr. Gilbert Hamfist.
Lesser busted milkfish.
Thank you very much indeed. Well, there we go. Do we need straw or straws of any kind? Should camels... there's been a petition handed into Downing Street in the last few days, of course. I think 200,000 camels have signed this. It's calling for an end to straws due to the amount of broken backs that they have been getting. It's a contentious issue, of course. So let us know what you think. We live in post-Brexit Britain now. We've got hijinks and fond memories of Blue Peter. Why do we need straws? 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you very much indeed. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate. Talk
Radio. Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi, Melanie. It's Dee here from the Big Lottery Fund. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I'm calling with some great news. Your application was successful.
No.
You got so funny.
No way.
Melanie helps older people in her community stay young with dancing and cooking classes, thanks to National Lottery Players.
Oh, Dee. Oh, you have no idea what that phone call means.
Help make the extraordinary happen. Play Lotto this Saturday. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Honda, when we have one good idea, we keep going until we find another one. It could be forward collision warning if you get too close, or lane departure warning if you wander left or right. Some ideas give you more Honda for your money, like up to a £1,000 test drive incentive and 5 years complimentary servicing. Discover these and even more great offers at your nearest participating dealer before the 31st of January. Terms and conditions apply. Honda, the power of dreams.
Winston Wolfe, Direct Line.
You're Harry the Plumber.
Yeah?
A successful small businessman like yourself needs protection. Meet Lars and Vlad. They're big.
Hello!
Big shot lawyers, that is. See, they create and check legal documents that you can download. So you're covered. And this legal document service comes with your Direct Line insurance.
Wow.
Yeah!
Direct Line's public liability insurance includes a legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Public Liability Insurance. New and existing customers underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
There's a lot to look forward to in 2018.
Come on. Come on.
The drama of the Premier League.
Don't miss it. Don't miss it.
Golf majors and the Ryder Cup.
I can't look, but I have to.
Sky Bet Championship.
Stick it between the posts.
International Rugby Union.
This is incredible.
Formula One.
Oh, my.
And ECB Cricket. 2018 on Sky Sports.
Tax.
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 Tax,
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 tax, tax, tax.
Is the thought of doing your tax return pecking away at you? The longer you leave it, the worse it gets. Don't keep ducking it.
Tax.
Do it by the 31st of January at gov.uk/self-assessment. And don't forget to pay what you owe.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
And in the West Midlands, we do have one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle on the M6. That's affecting you southbound between Junction 5 for Castle Bromwich and Junction 4A for the M42. Traffic coping well as the inside lane there is closed. And elsewhere in Norfolk, the A1101 Wash Road does remain closed in both directions. That is due to flooding. That's affecting you between 100 Foot Bank for the 10 Mile Bank turnoff and New Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18 plus. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Oh, do we like to help you, dear listener? It is Talk Radio. Hello, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons, and I am John Holmes. And yes, we like to help. The one of the ways we like to do that is by taking people with hopes and dreams. It could be you. Maybe you've got one of these so-called Kickstarter projects. Crowdfunding. All the rage, isn't it? If you've got an idea that no one else will pay you for, why not get the public to do it? If they like your idea, they can give you coin and you can make your hope and dream a reality. We like on a weekly basis to get somebody with such a hope and a dream on the phone to give their Kickstarter a kick up the arse. And one such hoper and dreamer is on the line now. He's called Imran. Good afternoon, Imran.
Good afternoon.
Yes. Well, let's hope that it is. Let's hope, as is, of course, our remit, is to kick your Kickstarter, and indeed anyone's Kickstarter, right up the arse and give it some radio publicity, Imran.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Well, you say that. I mean, there's only five people listening, and I'm the people working on the show are four of them. So anyway, look, here's the thing. We know people have these dreams, these ideas. We know how Kickstarter works. Imran, tell us about yours.
Well, firstly, thank you for inviting me on the show.
Welcome.
Like all the best ideas have started off as a joke. I think just before Christmas, my brother and I were sitting there discussing whether politicians were actually human. And if so, what did they eat for breakfast and that made them so, special, in one form or better words.
Yeah.
And as a result, we need to sit down. We kind of went through a couple of politically puntastic serials and jokes that, you know, wouldn't actually be that funny. But then it turned out they were. he then challenged me to kind of saying, well, I bet you can't bring this to life if, it's a real thing you're thinking of, given that, according to him, I've never achieved anything in my life before, even though I'm a doctor. And so I had my first Christmas off in 5 years and accepted the challenge. I drew out the two serials, made them, made a website, and stuck two fingers up at him.
Yep.
He must have tweeted it or Instagrammed it, and a week later, I've had about 500 emails from people asking, can they buy some? So I made the website and stuck it on Kickstarter.
Yeah, and here we are. So this is, so what we're looking at here, as you say, are serials, but with a political bent.
Absolutely.
That's the gist of it. So talk us through the ones you've got so far here.
So far at the moment, we've got Corbyn Flakes.
Corbyn Flakes, very good.
Which are the golden cornflakes for the many, not the few.
Obviously.
as well as Reese Krispies, so you can start your day off in a mog-tastic way. at least you laugh.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, the things I like, the notion is, I mean, first of all, I suppose the first question is, have you had to go back to, or will you go to, the manufacturing of the actual? Because the work here is obviously in the packet design, have you had to invent, or will you make your own cereal, or are you, between you and me, just going to decant other cereals into it? I mean, how does it work?
Well, I've contacted a cereal manufacturer in Hertfordshire who's lovely, because when they heard that I'm actually, like, 50% of all the profits will go to the homeless, so that's the idea.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to become a cereal millionaire, but a bunch.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, when I spoke to them, they said, okay, yeah, we'll be able to provide you cereal at cost price. I think they serve some big brand manufacturers in this country.
Yeah.
And then it's just, I guess, the making the boxes, because at the moment, I've sold five and I've made a loss on all of them because I've actually had to print out a big poster and make it into a cereal box. At least they've given me good feedback.
Yeah.
And the hope is that if I can get enough, and because I'm having to email people back now saying that, well, demand's kind of outstripped what I thought it would, so I'm going to have to get it manufactured. And I'm hoping that getting the cereal is the easy bit. Once I can get the boxes manufactured, printed off, and made into boxes and stick them in there, it should be a viable product.
Well, it should. And it's, as long as the cereal inside, as you rightly say, is of a reputable quality, which it sounds like it is, then you've got nothing to lose, really, have you? I mean, essentially, that's the... what you need is political backing, though. You need a picture, don't you? You need a stunt. You need Boris Johnson spooning some Corbyn flakes into his mouth here.
Exactly. Now, I reckon that someone from a political office, a political party, has got in touch saying that they want a box. So I'm hoping that they will then hold the box and take a photo.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, what I try to do with these cereal boxes is just keep it apolitical as possible, because I don't want more hate in this country.
No.
We've got enough.
Yeah.
So, if with the boxes, it's kind of, young people kind of see politicians are kind of human, and they do eat breakfast, they do enjoy breakfast cereals, they can take the mick out of themselves. I'm kind of hoping that, these boxes will sell, heal some sort of political divide, as well as, help the homeless so everyone wins.
Yeah, I think. Well, no, absolutely. And the fact that you're doing, it's got a charitable status attached to it is very good, of course. I've been trying to come up with some more for you. I mean, because at the moment you've got Corbyn Flakes and Reese Krispies. Now, you might have already had these and rejected them, which I fully understand.
Go on, I'm all ears.
Well, I'd rather. Well, actually, no one would rather have a bowl of Gove Gove Pops.
Can you do Tumbleweed?
Let me try another one. Weetabix?
Yeah.
Weetabuts. So it's like Diane Abbott.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good one.
There you go.
We thought of a ruder variant of that one, but then we decided against it.
Now, UKIP Fruit Loops.
Yes, that's a very good one.
There you go.
That is a very good one.
You're going to have. we're not quite sure what Crunchy Hunt would be,
Can I write these down?
Yeah, please do. Yeah.
Do you want credit?
I want the credit, but I also want the money you were going to give to the homeless.
Well, what I might do actually is, given that you're the first person that's given me any oxygen, I might make a special box just for you.
That's very kind. Thank you very much.
But you will need to tell me your political persuasion. Maybe not on air. You can just send me a message.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Yeah. So you could. I mean, the other ones. There's got to be something to do with Tony Blair the Tiger, hasn't there? A sort of Tony the Tiger.
Yeah, you have to. That's actually a pretty good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
But would it turn people off the brand though?
That's the thing, isn't it? I don't know. You'd have have to do something to do with being able to deploy a bowl of Frosties within 45 minutes or something. I don't know. I haven't thought it through. Shreddies Heath was one. It's a sort of retro Ted Heath.
Oh, yeah.
Shredded wheat retro. Sort of combo. Bojo Pops cropped up as well in the office when we were talking about it.
Earlier. I think Bojo Pops is a good one. That's a good one.
They could have that. Dawn Flakes, but that's Dawn Butler. So that's not quite.
Dawn Flakes could do, yeah.
But this is turning. Oh, if nothing else, it's turning into a good pub game, which is where it originated in the first place. So
exactly, yeah, exactly. So it's no one loses.
So when people, you know, are going to buy, because people will buy cereal anyway, what's going to make them, you know, switch brands to come over to your side of thing here? Because what you're essentially doing, because people have the cereal box on the table in front of them, and then they're just going to be staring at a picture of Jeremy Corbyn or Jacob Rees-Mogg while they're eating, which could put them off.
It could put them off, couldn't it? I'm kind of hoping that. The kind of the Mogg mania or the, you know, I don't know what Corbyn Easters are called online. But I'm kind of hoping that that's their dream way of waking up, that they'll have a box of cereal in bed with them. And then as soon as they wake up, turn around, there it is. Because I guess with cereal boxes as well, I don't know if you do this. Whenever I'm eating cereal, I'm always looking and reading the back as well.
Yeah, so. I know. That's the thing, isn't it? Yeah. it's where I became accustomed to the word riboflavin.
Exactly. Oh my God. Yeah. Everyone mentions that.
That's
exactly.
It. It's the word, isn't it? That's the word.
Yeah.
There you go. Well, also very quickly as well. Go back. I know you've got. Because I was just looking at the boxes here, and you're offering the free mask of the politician on the box as well.
Yeah.
Which I think is a way forward. Because cereal used to have free gifts all the time when I was growing up.
It did.
And that was a real selling point because you go to your mum or whatever. Look, I want that because it's got a frisbee in it. That turned out to be a cheap bit of plastic that never did anything. But that was, you know, they were the collectible items, weren't they, when we were kids? So I think you're onto something. Look, what do we search for, Imran, on Kickstarter, should we wish to dive in?
If you search for political cereals,
right.
You should come across my Kickstarter project.
There it is. And the other question, of course, very quickly, is what do pledgers get? That's the other thing.
The pledgers can get basically whatever they want. So they either get a limited edition box of Corbyn or Mogg. They can get both for a discounted price.
Yeah.
They can also have personalised boxes if they pay me a bit more. I might even personally deliver it to them themselves.
That's a bit frightening. I wouldn't do that.
No, it's fine. Thanks for the heads up.
All right. Good. Imran, listen, really good to talk to you. We wish you all the best with it, of course.
Thank you very much
indeed. Now, there's Imran with a Kickstarter project that he's getting off the ground. And it is political cereals. Have your favourite politician for breakfast. If you'd like to get in touch with the programme with some idea you've had, then please do 87222. Start your message with the word talk at Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with any word you like. I'm John Holmes. That is today's Kickstarter. The news is on the way.
Talk Radio.
At just after 3:30, here's Sandy with it.
Good afternoon. We're just hearing a 63-year-old woman has been arrested after she told police she killed a man a number of years ago and buried the body in a garden. Officers have begun searching the site she told them about in the Reddish area of Stockport. The man's family is being offered specialist support. The Justice Secretary says the way victims are told about parole board decisions will be reviewed. It follows claims those targeted by sex attacker John Warboys found out about his impending release via the media. David Galt's confirmed to the Commons that at least one of them was not made aware. He's also called for victims to be at the heart of the review.
It is appropriate that the department leads this work, but that it consults victims groups and others. I have spoken to the victims commissioner, Baroness Newlove, and the chair of the parole board, Nick Hardwick, to discuss what changes we could make and how best to draw on their expertise and insight in this review.
Mark Garnier says he's very sad to have lost his job as International Trade Minister. He was recently cleared by the Cabinet Office after an investigation into him asking a former aide to buy adult toys. People in Wales are being asked if they want a ban on smacking children. If approved, it would follow the example of Scotland. Vivian Lang is from the NSPCC in Wales.
All children need clear boundaries and clear rules about how they live their lives. But you don't need to use physical punishment to actually discipline children. The research evidence shows that physical punishment leads to poorer outcomes in childhood and adulthood.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have been met with huge cheers as they arrived at their first official engagement of 2018. The couple are in Brixton in South London to learn about the work of a youth-oriented radio station. Easy for me to say. Radio station. You see, I never had any proper training.
You see, if only you'd been there at that training place with the prince and the princess.
Such a hostage to fortune, a story like that, isn't it? So they're meeting young people who want to get into radio. It would have been so much.
They could have just come here.
Like they certainly could.
That's more or less the staff. I mean, they're only biding their time here till they get into proper radio, yeah. Like the rest of us.
And the weather's a bit sort of dull and insignificant and not very nice, really.
All right, then. There's more bonus news, though, of course.
There is indeed.
Let's not forget that. So there is more in half an hour with Sandy, but there's more now because, of course, the news is not long enough to cover everything off. So each and every day we bring you a bonus news at 3:30. Animal, vegetable or mineral today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
We don't even get to comment on quite how appalling that production jingle is.
I thought that was quite funky.
Yeah, I mean, we're just used to it now.
Yeah.
So we just sort of, but you know, I can realise someone coming into for the first time might go, well, that's quite terrible. But anyway, there we go. It is vegetable news. Sandy, what have you got?
M&S being mocked this afternoon for charging £2.50 for a slice of cauliflower and calling it a steak.
What?
It's part of their new veggie range, and it comes all wrapped up in plastic with a lemon and herb drizzle. So, you know, it's the sort of thing chefs do, isn't it? And
I think I've got a couple of his records.
Critics say it's wasteful and ridiculous, but the store says cauliflower steak is a convenient vegetarian meal option.
It's not a steak, though, is it? You're absolutely
it's
right.
It's a cauliflower.
It's just a slice of cauliflower.
Yeah. Yeah, but has it not been, like, processed, etc., like a vegetarian sausage
rubbed,
or something?
Rubbed
like
on
no, it's just a slice with a drizzle of lemon and herbs on it.
How are they recommending to cook there?
I would imagine you would possibly grill it, or you could roast it.
Yeah,
maybe.
I mean, I would try it. It doesn't sound entirely. I mean, I don't dislike cauliflower, so.
Well, the thing is, it's not going to taste like steak.
No,
it's going to taste like cauliflower. It's not a suitable alternative. It's not like vegetarian sausages, where they don't really taste like sausages, but they taste. They taste not like vegetables.
But there's no point in making a steak out of it because it is just some cauliflower.
Yes.
So you could just have some cauliflower.
And save yourself at least a couple of quid.
Exactly.
I think, at least.
I can see why they're being royally mocked for it.
So we don't like that one. Yeah. You know, they say bigger is better in some contexts.
Yeah.
But in the succulent world of cherry tomatoes, one Israeli company is going smaller than ever. This is the Kedma company, and they are launching the Drop tomato. It is the size of a blueberry. They say it's particularly sweet. Wow. You don't need to cut it. It just, as they put it, it explodes in your mouth with tomato flavour.
Have you ever done that thing where you do cut into a tomato? Not necessarily a cherry tomato, but generally. And it does squirt. It's a squirter.
It just goes everywhere. Yeah.
Yes. Mm. Sometimes it goes over you, but some other times just over the table or whatever it might be.
You think it's such a waste because that's where all the flavour is.
Well, indeed.
It's not all the flavour, but you know, it's a decent amount.
You're right. I mean, a cherry tomato, but a tiny blueberry-sized tomato.
That sounds lovely.
Revelation. You could chuck a load of those in your mouth at once.
Yeah, sort of sprinkle them over your salad like pomegranate seeds.
I like the sound of that.
You know? Are you one of those observing... I never know whether we're supposed to say veganuary or veganuary or
veganuary.
Veganuary, or you know the thing where we're going vegan for January. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure it's for January.
I think that's something very different.
What could that be?
I don't know. I don't think that's what you want to say.
If you're planning this for the long haul, they are launching a whole brand, a range of Easter eggs that are suitable for vegans. And get this, there's one that looks like an avocado.
Hang on, the music stopped for a minute.
Oh, am I going on too long?
Not at all.
The music's
we just never made it long enough.
Oh, okay.
And
yeah.
The table.
But what is this about making
news?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. Vegetables that look chocolate that looks like vegetables. We had this at Christmas. Did you see the Brussels sprout ones?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I did. And there's the I've seen another like broccoli or some. There's some a chocolate florette.
Yeah. Well, this is an avocado Easter egg, which it is an Easter egg. It's chocolate. It's vegan chocolate, but it looks like an avocado. It has the stone in the middle and everything, and it's all dusted with cocoa powder.
Is this an actual avocado stone that they put?
No, that would be disastrous.
That would be a trick.
Can you imagine chomping into that and realizing it was actually an avocado stone? And finally, this could be the end to chopping misery. An onion that does not make you cry is being launched. It's taken 30 years to develop. They're going to call it the Sunion.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
onion. I mean,
actually, I have a theory. Because apparently, when you slice into the onion, the chemicals in there, when they're exposed to air, form a sort of sulfuric acid, which is what actually makes you cry.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing it's the surt of the sulfuric acid on the front of onion.
Mm. It's a good theory. But sunion is not what you think of, is it? Is it you're supposed to, if you're going to chop an onion, you run the knife under cold water first, and it seals the onion as you cut it or stops it?
Or put a bit of bread in your mouth, or have a spoon in your mouth.
Freeze the onion for 10 minutes
The trick is not cutting into the root of the onion. So if you leave the root intact, you know, the bit... Well, I'm doing my gestures again.
I can see you're doing some gestures.
I did it yesterday.
You can be miming anything from where I'm sitting.
If you leave that bit and then chop, you don't get so much of the fumes.
Okay.
So you stay tear-free.
But a sunion...
A sunion will have no fumes
I like
whatsoever.
That science has spent 30 years trying to figure that one out.
It's such a big problem, isn't
There's
it?
There's so many more things to worry about, but no sunions. Sandy, thank you very much.
Been a pleasure.
It certainly has. Now, Sandy Waugh there with bonus news. She's back with the actual news at 4 o'clock. We'll be back after traffic and travel with today's edition of Snowflake Buckaroo.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We know how hard running your own business can be. We know about the endless tough decisions you have to make. Tough decisions about whether to expand. Tough decisions about the right people to hire. So here's an easy decision. If you're looking for a new van, the Volkswagen Caddy will cost you just £165 a month with nothing to pay up front. Incredible offers to help your business thrive. Search Volkswagen Caddy to find out more. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicles. Working with you. No initial rental on contract hire. Excludes 20% VAT. Business users only. Until the 2nd of April 2018. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Volkswagen Commercial Vehicle Financial Services.
Sky Mobile is bursting with brilliant offers. Get a Samsung Galaxy S8 with a GearFit 2 Pro worth £209. For just £32 a month with no upfront costs. Plus, enjoy double data on all our phones with 1 gig for the price of 500 meg. For a mobile offer that's bursting with brilliance, search Sky Mobile.
Double data in first of Feb and is lost upon leaving the plan outside offer period. Subject to status and credit check. 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required. 12-month min term. 18 plus. Price includes £5 per month data plan with 1 gig and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Terms apply.
With Pertemps Recruitment, opportunity is closer than you think. It can take you to places you've always wanted to be, and it's around every corner. So if you're looking for your next permanent, temporary or contract opportunity, pop into one of our 200 local offices or search Pertemps online. Pertemps, the face of recruitment.
Are you ready for this? Or a bit of this? And obviously this.
Mom, please can I have another ice cream?
If you've been nodding along, then it's time you joined the millions of others with the Sun Hauls from £9.50. Hull yeah! Pick up the Sun and start collecting today. T's and C's apply.
From director Ridley Scott, don't miss the most talked about movie of the year. Critics are calling All the Money in the World terrific and thrilling.
Mr. Getty, how much would you pay to release your grandson?
Nothing.
It's truly magnificent and exceptional. 5 stars. All the Money in the World at cinemas now. Rated 15.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in Worcestershire now, we do have one lane closed due to a broken down car on the M5. That's southbound, affecting you between junction 4A for the M42 and junction 5 for Droitwich. Traffic coping well at the moment as the inside lane there is closed. And elsewhere in Norfolk, the A1101 Wash Road still closed both directions. That is affecting you due to flooding. That is between 100 Foot Bank for the 10 Mile Bank turnoff and New Road. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Every new year, someone tells you what to do. The papers said get fit. Blogs said get more sleep. I say get lost in a country I've never been to. He said this, she said that. I say Arona. Do your thing with £1,000 off the list price of a new Seat, including the new Arona compact SUV at the Fresh Start Savings event. Download your £1,000 voucher at seat.co.uk to use on top of existing offers before 22nd of January.
Orders until 22nd January 2018. Car must be registered between 1st of January and 30th of September 2018. UK 18 plus. Retail sales of new cars at participating retailers only. Excludes £500 test drive and scrappage incentive scheme. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you if you're just joining us. Here's some news. Look, there's been a Brexit cross-party summit. Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn did not attend. That's happened in the news. There are BAFTA nominations. That is in the news. Joanna Lumley, of course, hosting the BAFTAs this year after Stephen Fry stepped down after 12 BAFTA runs. There is... Well, Blue Peter. Blue Peter is the most popular children's television programme there has ever been, according to a poll of people who used to work on Blue Peter. That's in the Radio Times. Theresa May's reshuffle continues, just junior minister appointments being done this afternoon as well. That sort of slightly dropped off the news agenda because everyone was slightly bored that the main reshuffle wasn't that exciting. So there's a lot going on in the news, and it's all very complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
We're here to help. Analysing the news is what we specialise in, but we do it a little bit differently because we use short-form Oriental verse to do so. That's right. It's all to do with the syllables, you see. The more complex the story, the easier it is to figure it all out once you've exposed it to haikus. 575, that's the syllable. It's the news in haikus.
Toby Young resigns. Obsessed with large breasts, that's why. He acted like one.
The news in haiku. Okay, the game of Buckaroo then. You probably played it over Christmas. A donkey, a plastic donkey, kicking off tools that have been hung upon its slender frame. Everyone takes it in turns, don't they? They hang the tools on the donkey until such time that it kicks them all off. And everyone shouts, Buckaroo! Now, we are playing that, but instead of a donkey, we have a snowflake millennial. Bending over. Upon the snowflake millennial get hung various trigger phrases that will doubtless panic the snowflake millennial until such time as it kicks off and runs to its safe space, its snowflake buckaroo. Let's meet today's contestants. Line one is Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hi.
Hi, Danny. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you.
Good, thank you. What do you do, Danny? Where do you do it?
I'm a student at Goldsmiths.
Student at Goldsmiths. All right, splendid. So, do you, being a student, of course, you'll be familiar with the notion of safe spaces, won't you, Danny, and all that kind of thing?
Yes.
Of course you will. Of course you will. Well, let's meet who you are playing against, and I'll kind of explain how it's going to work, because Tilly is on. Hi. Hi, Tilly.
Hi.
Hi, Tilly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, we're fine, thank you, Tilly. Happy New Year, by the way.
Happy New Year.
Good. Where are you, Tilly? What do you do?
So I'm a student from Leeds. A
student from Leeds. What are you studying?
Sociology.
Oh, right. Do you have safe spaces in Leeds?
I'm kind of familiar with it. Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's see if it helps, because this is how the game's going to work, Danny and Tilly. You've played Buckaroo, I'm sure. Have you, the donkey version?
Yeah.
You're very familiar with it, at least. So the idea is this. We'll go in rounds, okay? And each of you will get a millennial snowflake trigger phrase. Okay? And that will be hung on the millennial. Now, the idea is that all of these are worth different points. So you're both playing against each other, but what you don't want to do is get to 21, because that's when it all kicks off and you lose. Okay? So you don't want to score 21. We'll go between the two of you, and you get to choose first out of the two phrases in each round, if that makes sense. If it doesn't, it will in a moment. So let's play Snowflake Buckaroo. Here we go. It's going to be Danny versus Tilly. Danny, you get to go first just because you're on line one. Cornelius, you're keeping score.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Danny, pick a phrase to hang on the millennial. You can choose from, in round one, pre-op vegan consent-splaining or post-assumptive gender anomalous binaryism.
Post-assumptive gender anomalous.
Binaryism, all right, okay, that's good. That leaves you, Tilly, with pre-op vegan consent-splaining.
Okay.
I can tell you that they're both worth 5 points. 5 points, Cornelius, 5 points for each one there.
Okay.
Could you give us the score so far, please?
Sure, thanks very much. Welcome to the scores desk. Currently, this breaking on the scores desk. Danny has scored 5, whilst Tilly has scored... Five.
Five, very good. All right. Round two, Tilly, you choose first this time, okay?
Okay.
Do you want to go for transmedicalist pronoun fluidity or reverse dis-cis disabled shaming?
I'll go for reverse disabled shaming.
That'll do, yeah. That's worth 4 points, Tilly, 4 points.
Okay.
Which leaves you, Danny, with transmedicalist pronoun fluidity, 6 points. 6 points, Cornelius.
Mm.
What are the scores so far? Remember, you do not want to get to 21.
Well, that round has done something very interesting to the score shop. It's changed them.
Right.
Danny is behind with 11, whilst Tilly is ahead with 9.
All right. Okay, Danny, you choose first. This time, are you going to go for round three? Plurality, normovism, enabling groupthink, or LGBT, NSPCC, AARAC, Green Flag, ITV, plus 1HD?
I'll go for the one that began with LGBT.
Okay, that is worth 4 points. And that means Tilly gets hers. It's also 4 points. It's 4 points. Cornelius, what are the scores?
Oh, thanks very much for asking, John. Well, that round proved to be very interesting for some people. Danny scored 15, Tilly is now on 13.
Oh, all right. Tilly, you choose first. This time, are you going to go for femi-gender micro-neutrality appropriation or cultural non-apologetic assumption signalling?
I'm going to go for cultural non-apologetic signalling.
And signalling is... Yep. I can tell you that both of those are worth 1 point. Ooh,
both of them
are 1 point. Cornelius, what are the scores?
Danny, 16. Tilly, 14.
All right. Okay, Danny, you choose first. This time, virtue signalling problems just outside male privilege, a replacement person of colour is in operation, or hashtag... pretty fly for a guy so white.
Pretty fly for a guy so white.
White is worth 1 point. It's 1 point there for Danny. Tilly, 2 points.
Oh!
Cornelius, what are the scores?
Well, it's very close to being neck and neck. It's more neck and shoulder. Danny has 17, whilst Tilly has 16.
All right, then. Let's go to the next round, which is... Is this... Who's choosing first? I've forgotten. Danny, Tilly. Tilly!
Yes?
First choice out of the following two. Consent-spreading cis-aggressive racism of colour or gluten-free meme allergy?
I'm going to go for gluten-free meme allergy.
All right, OK. It could all hinge on this, Cornelius. What have they got? What do we do? Don't want to get a 21.
So Tilly has 16. Danny has 17.
Well, I can tell you that Tilly's... She was on 16. She got 4. She got 4.
Ooh, 20.
Oh.
She survived this round, John.
OK. Now, Danny...
We were all nervous.
Yeah, yeah. That's Danny being nervous there. You don't want to get to 21. What is he on now?
17. So if he scores more than four, he's in trouble.
He's out. Danny gets... It's 800 points. He's
no!
What a shame, Danny.
So ashamed.
Oh, it's just the way the...
That's going to buck the snowflake.
Isn't it, though? Danny, commiserations, but well played. Commiserations, well played. Tilly, well done. You're well done. You've done it. You've done it, Tilly. Congratulations to you. There we go, Snowflake Buckaroo. And that's just about it from us this Tuesday afternoon. But fear not, radio fans, for the legend that is Mr. George Galloway joins us in the studio because he's joining you next for Drive Time. Hi, George.
Hi there.
How are you?
Well, it's Oprah for President 2020, wouldn't you believe it? After the Burger King, going for the Burger Queen. She's off and running an 8-minute speech at the Golden Globes, revealing, like the peak of the iceberg, a very large body of work to run for the presidency underneath.
Yeah.
She set up an entire operation.
Do you think this was completely her intention?
Yes.
Yeah.
I suppose if you look at Donald Trump and say, well, if he can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah.
That's the American dream or nightmare. So the sofa queen may be, as I say, taking over from the Burger King. So we'll be looking at that, talking with some Americans who know something about what's going on. And the shambolic shuffle, of course, the five-knuckle reshuffle.
Shuffle, as indeed we are calling it. It was sort of undermined from the get-go a little bit, wasn't it? The best bit being that Conservative Party tweet that wasn't accurate.
I thought, actually, the media was overblowing the fiasco headlines just on the basis of one fool in central office that had tweeted something they learned from the BBC.
Yeah.
But it turned out that was indeed the direction of travel, one disaster after another. She lost two people from the cabinet that she wanted to keep. She got two people staying in their jobs that she wanted to move.
Yeah.
And apart from that, it's the same donkey derby. So the cabinet's meeting now. No need for introductions because it's all the same people, more or less.
Indeed, and the Esther McVeigh thing as well.
That's going to turn into the... I mean, I tweeted earlier that what strange alchemy exists with Jeremy Hunt that he managed.
He's untouchable.
What has he got on her?
Yeah.
and I pointed out that he was the most hated cabinet minister, but as many people leapt to point out, not whilst Esther McVeil is around. Now, she lost her parliamentary seat in the Willow because she had been so nasty towards the poor, about welcoming the spread of food banks and all the rest. And now she's in Ian Duncan Smith's old department dealing with those very poor people that are being driven to the food banks she loves so much. So, lots coming up.
George, thank you very much indeed. We'll be back tomorrow, 1 till 4 o'clock. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes. Have a very good evening.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.